Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All over the United States, the federal government is lobbying the states to pass bills that remove the Fourth Amendment completely from children, that remove habeas corpus from the families, where the eugenics courts, known as the family courts, will seize your children and not even tell you that they've grabbed them. Medical records will be wide open to them. They can grab your children from school and not even tell you that they have them for days without a court order, without a subpoena, without a grand jury. SB 1440 is on the governor's desk, and Governor Perry right now is expected to sign the bill. There is no end to the criminality of government. There's also federal bills very similar to this right now. So that's coming up for 30 minutes in the third hour today. Two of the lawyers fighting this. Last week, we're going to have them live from the press conference, but we had a bizarre power outage, and after 30 minutes, our backup batteries started failing, so we had the network go to rebroadcast from Minnesota. So we're going to try to redo this today with these two lawyers on the air with us. And then in studio, because I ran out of time with them, I want to have Gary Franchi of Lone Lantern Society and Restore the Republic and William Lewis, filmmaker, together in studio. We had Lewis here, but mainly I'm going to have Franchi today because they're doing part two of an interview with me. We ran out of time yesterday because I had so much going on in the office to finish the interview for a film they're making about concentration camps. So that is coming up today as well. We are going to have open phones throughout the broadcast at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Because I know you want to chime in on all the earth-shaking events that are happening across the planet. In fact, I'm going to start getting into some of those headlines right now. Every couple of weeks, there's a story that's so big, so huge, so important that I don't want to just come on air and start covering the story. I want to build up to it with a drum roll because that's the only way we can get the audience to really focus in on what's happening, myself included. Incredible. Off the charts things are happening every day now. And I catch myself not even caring or not even making a big deal out of it myself, because I've been covering it and focusing on it and knowing all of this was coming for so long that I myself have become acclimated. We must psychologically get control of our thought processes and realize that, you know, let's say you're chained down to a railroad tracks and you know a train is coming sooner or later to run you over. And then off in the distance, you hear its horn blowing. And it's 5 miles away, it's 3 miles away, it's 2 miles away, it's a mile away. Now you're looking at it coming down the track at high speed. And many of these trains have already hit our free societies. They've already been run over repeatedly by all different types of corruption and tyranny and despotism. But now the big kahuna, the open establishment of world government, is openly, no debate, on record, in your face, in the establishment's own words, admitted. And they're now confirming everything we warned you about all these years, exactly what life in the New World Order is going to be like. So, I'm going to take calls to the bottom of this hour, and then I'm going to get into this. And I ask you to call everybody you know, friends, family, neighbors. Get on the MySpace, get on the email alerts, get on the message boards, and tell folks, tune in T-minus 30 minutes. Because there's a news story so huge that it affects every man, woman, and child on the planet. And this enemy operation is so over the top, so outrageous, so criminal, so illegitimate, that if we'll simply identify it, speak out against it, We can beat these bastards. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Government is nothing but a extraction device for private interest to steal money from the general public. Monopoly, capitalist, fund communist, socialist, fascist, dictators of every stripe, religious dictators, they don't care. As Carol Quigley at Georgetown, writing for the State Department in their official history of how they operate, Tragedy and Hope, it's all a big, sickening, macabre, sadomasochistic, cold-blooded, predatory joke. And that's how they operate. And that's what the government's there for. It's there to kidnap your children. It's there to shoot you up with cancer viruses. It's there to put poisonous drugs on the market. It's there to put mercury in the baby's milk formula. It's there to put melamine in the milk. It's there to put mercury in your corn syrup. It's there to kill you deader than a hammer. It's there to suck everything it can off you, dumb you down, and shove you into a cremation facility. And if people can't figure out that psychopathic, cold-blooded pieces of filth run the planet, like they have all throughout history, good people have been in control very seldom, and that's where we see the great leaps in society and civilization, are those blinks of an eye when half-decent people get in control. Everything else is stagnation and corruption, like Mexico or North Korea. That's how the world works. What you see in Mexico and what you see in North Korea, that's how the planet's always worked. And we better recognize it right now, because the British royalty, the Rothschilds and others, got together over 100 years ago on record and said empires and elites always implode because of their own corruption. How do we keep our own servants in line? How do we dumb the public down so they can't resist us ever? So that it would be as impossible as cows out on a pasture revolting against their owners and the practice of eating beef. That's one of the ways they describe it. Or it would be as impossible for the proletariat to revolt as sheep revolting against the practice of eating mutton. And I repeat that a lot on the show because that's their mindset. That's their idea. That's what they say over and over again. They have scientifically been studying psychology, hormones, our minds, anthropology, sociology, folklore, archetypes, to scientifically devastate societies, to scientifically turn men into sophomoric, weak, gibbering twits, to turn women into mindless, shallow, insecure whores, to get everybody in debt, and to totally incinerate society and destroy the family. And they have done an absolutely fabulous job and are now engaging in mop-up operations. And let me explain something. When they're done with mop-up operations, they're going to start going with hot kill weapons. They're not going to just be running with soft kills that they've been incrementally testing on us. All their devastation, depending on what index, 1 in 52 with cancer. Now today, 1 in 3. Some indexes, 1 in 33 dying of cancer. Now 1 in 2 to 1 in 3. All the explosions of every disease under the sun. Alzheimer's when you're 25. All of it is just soft kill weapon test. And let me tell you something. They're going to keep rationing it up till people are dying all around you, till your family's dying, till half your family's in wheelchairs. And they're going to tell you it's normal that half your family's in wheelchairs. It isn't normal, ladies and gentlemen. It isn't normal to have kids dying of cancer on every street in America. And it isn't run-of-the-mill pollution. In 1920s in London, one of the most polluted cities in the world, with lead and mercury running down the streets, toxic fumes out of the factories falling on the cities, they didn't have one-tenth of the disease they have today, of the types of diseases we're seeing crop up, and the types of illnesses. So I don't know how to say it to you anymore out there. But I'm gonna break it down coming up later in the hour. Huge news. And Paul Watson's got an excellent headline on this, but it still doesn't give it the proper import, the proper magnitude, even though it's the headline I gave him to write. Maybe Kurt Nemo could take the same story and give it a different headline so it's got a different spin to it, so maybe it wakes people up. Obama regulatory reform plan officially establishes banking dictatorship in the United States. And that's absolutely true. But the Bank of England, the banks in Europe, the banks in Japan are all owned by the same people, and they're all announcing new powers for the Bank of England, new powers for the Bank of Japan, new powers for the Bundesbank, new powers. And it's all for the International Bank of Settlements, IMF, World Bank. Openly announcing the new bank of the world you'll pay your taxes to. And I know I've talked about this for years, and we've made films about it, and it's in the Obama deception, but it's really happening now. And the AP and Reuters and the rest of them report on the, quote, banking reform bill and say, oh, the scope of the banking reform bill has some in Congress concerned that it might not do enough. See, their spin is, oh, this might not be enough. Total absolute dictatorship. So see, they put out fake criticism to make it look like they're criticizing it, but then saying it isn't enough. So somebody reads that and thinks, oh, it isn't enough. Talk about deception within deception. Ladies and gentlemen, for years I've told you we're going to end up with an open world government run by private interest, and this is it. See, what they do is they build continuity of government, national security control grids under the guise of fighting terrorism and environmental crises and crime. They remove the parliaments and Congress's power. All power is vested in the shadow government, now out in the open. And then the bankers openly pass legislation linking that under their command. Open, complete dictatorship of private banks over the planet. But I'm going to break this down and what life under them will be like coming up after calls. And then how that dovetails with articles like this one I see every day in the news and billboards and TV ads about how cash is dirty, cash is dangerous, cash is criminal. And if you call being able to live your life and being able to work in the underground economy and survive when they're planning to set up a world economy where you will have to be on government welfare and under their control for eugenics operations so they can have their way with you, with the bureaucrat class, that's going to be it. See, folks, with automation and robotics, they can produce the cars and houses and baubles and toys and entertainment for everybody. And then once everybody's got that in their little compact control grid cities, the only jobs for humans is going to be minding other humans, social work, environmental assessments, audits of your home, everything you do categorized and tracked. They're on record saying it, and they're building it. And that's the new economy. Because the globalists have said in their white papers that we've repeated and covered ad nauseum here, that we cover in Endgame, that they don't want us anymore. They don't want large populations anymore. And that they don't need us for manual labor anymore. That we aren't just a cheap commodity now. Life is cheap, as they say. Now it's a liability. Now it's a negative asset to the elite. And so they're going to convert where the only jobs available in the architecture of the economy is police and spies and government minders and tattletale squads and data analysts over the data. This has all been set up. The majority of the college graduates now isn't doctors or even lawyers or mechanics or electrical engineers or computer programmers. It is bureaucrats and minders and spies and Patriot Act compliance. As the whole economy is converted where it's the only job you'll be able to have in an engineered monopoly capitalism system. And the bureaucrats are going to be people with the yuppie scum who love lording over people, love being arrogant, love being on power trips. All they care about is that they get to have sex and drink and go skiing and play golf. And they're going to rule over us with an iron fist, and they're going to dispatch the dumbed down, poisoned, mindless slave working class as their stormtroopers. Disgusting, pathetic, parasitic yuppies ruling over the giant blue-collar classes with submachine guns, bashing the brains out of what's left of good people. You want to know what you face? That's what you face. And you're already facing it, but you're going to face it a lot worse. And they're going to glorify the blue-collar tough guys as they beat your brains out with trudgeons on the side of the road, all run by smart-ass yuppies laughing back at headquarters. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, I said I'm going to get into it later. It's just as sure as the nose on my face, it's a hellish future, where all the big private security companies and tattletale data mining companies owned by the global banks, the whole economy engineered and fed right through their maw, right into their gaping mouth of hell. No more free market. No more owning your own ranch or farm. You're going to have daily visits by parasite bureaucrats. And if you don't get down on your knees and do what they say, they're going to taser you right there and drag you off for re-education. You want to be slaves? You're about to get it. You're going to get it hardcore. You take the Soviet, Nazi, Maoist, Pol Pot systems, put a high-tech MIT Pentagon grid over it, Don't forget all the felons they're hiring, the illegal aliens that are going to be over you, openly filling up the military. You get ready. It's hardcore.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Well, we knew that the CIA had admitted
that
it was funding opposition political parties in Iran, trying to overthrow the nation that way. I'm not saying Ahmadinejad is particularly popular. It's probably both sides cheating. But it is confirmed, U.S. media and the BBC are staging fake photos showing Ahmadinejad supporters and saying that it was supporters of the fella he beat, supposedly. So that is coming up. Facts are facts here, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we report. Those photos are up at PrisonPlanet.com. Right now, let's go ahead and take calls from Chris, Andy, Rachel, MJ, Martino's in Europe. He just hung up. Russell in Texas and others. Chris in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, so I'm a senior in high school right now, and I've been listening to you for about 2 years now. And now that I've been listening to you, I just see all the mind control that's going on in schools. And it's
well, they openly have regular army patrolling the citizens in Canada now, quote, stopping drunk drivers, same as here in the U.S.
Yeah,
all like, incrementally going under martial law.
Yeah, like actually what you say about the military thing, I was actually driving a couple of weeks ago, and I got stopped with me and a buddy of mine, and we got questioned by the cops, so we had like guns pointed at us saying, like, have you been drinking and everything like that, and it was actually pretty ridiculous.
Well, you gotta point guns at slaves. You gotta, they're there to teach us that we're little people, they're gods, the bankers own us, and we're being taught to have broke backs. We're being taught to be subservient. We're being taught that we're not free men. This is all part of bondage.
Also, and, yesterday you talked about again about the vaccinations, right? And, in my school, and also I also have a little brother who's in elementary school, both of us, we've been, like, required to take vaccinations, and I refused to take it, and they suspended me from school for a week.
Yeah, no, that's all a lie. It's the same in Canada and in England. By law, and it's the same in Canada and all your states, they have a waiver form. Now, understand, it's a school policy, like saying, we have a policy you can't chew gum, so if you chew gum, you can get suspended or expelled if you do it repeatedly. Or we have a policy against having cell phones. There's no law. You can't have a cell phone, but they can have a policy. And so they have a state policy and a school district policy, because it's the same all over the Western world, the way they run their fraud. And then they fraudulently suspend you. Then they trigger criminal truancy when they're the ones that suspended you. So that's been found to be fraudulent in court. Most people don't know. So the people perish for lack of knowledge. The people die for lack of knowledge, as Christ said. So you have to understand that they have by law a waiver form to the regulation. And so I would try to get complaints filed on them for falsely expelling you or suspending you when they knew there was a waiver form. Did you submit and take the IQ reduction cancer virus injection?
Well, no, what happened was they tried to give it to me, and what happened was my parents said, you can do whatever you want. I was like, I'm not taking that, because ever since I've
listened to you. Oh, it's completely normal to have the government trying to enforce injections. Sounds like freedom. So tell me what happened, thought criminal.
Okay, so I told them, my parents went in, and they're like, you can't suspend my son for this, it's his choice, blah, blah, blah. And then we ended up, like, taking the school and, like, getting, like, the government and everything else involved, and they finally, like, we were causing such kind of a problem that they said, fine, you don't have to take it. But then they told my parents that, oh, your son's going to be at huge risk of, like, and they listed off probably, like, 25.
Which is total bull. If all the other slaves have taken their chemical lobotomy and their cancer virus implantation program that'll wait to replicate once the hormone levels decrease when you begin to outlive your usefulness, triggered at age 55 on average. I mean, because you wouldn't take the DNA, RNA, implantation. You're going to hurt the other kids. But if they've taken the IQ reduction cancer virus injection, they're supposedly protected. So if they've taken their eugenic shots and they're so good, how are you endangering them if they've taken it?
It's just what I don't understand. And also another thing about what happened.
Well, they're just mindless idiots who all want to die young of cancer and serve the New World Order. And they may wake up later after most of their family dies. The issue here for you to understand is they're just compartmentalized fools. You have done well and protected yourself.
Yeah.
Though they're going to release controlled bioweapons and say you died because you didn't take the vaccines, but it's six one way, half a dozen another. Anything else, sir?
And yeah, also another thing was I tried to show, like, convince people to watch the Obama deception. I put up posters everywhere throughout the school, and they got mad at me and told me that you're not
allowed to do it. Oh, let me hear about your, what, you did that in the prison? You're not supposed to do that. Stay there, slave.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about a dollar a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea.
Okay, let's get back to your calls. Chris in Toronto, so you tried to hang up signs around the school for Lord Obama, and they said no, or signs against Lord Obama, and they said no, and then my idea was hang up signs supporting him, and I bet they'll give you a medal, and maybe even let you be part of the youth brigades. As the New York Times reported yesterday, they're hiring felons to make up his new Green Corps. But to go ahead, Chris, you're an evil thought criminal in a government training camp in your last year of primary brainwashing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what makes me feel right. But anyways, so I put them up, and they got all mad at me and were like, you can't be doing this, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, it's my freedom of speech. What happened to that? And they're telling me that, oh, that's not freedom of speech. That's and then, like, they were just calling me all these just unnecessary names. And then what happened was we had like it was like a speech contest at our school, and so I thought I was not entering it to win like the speech contest or anything. I did it so I could get the word out about what is literally going on in the world about the New World Order, because it was to the whole entire school body. So what happens is I got like slides and pictures and a bunch of information. I read it, and what happened was about halfway through my presentation, they took me off stage and told me, and were yelling at me, told me I wasn't allowed to be talking about this. And then what happens is they called the police on me, and they sat, and I sat in the office, and they pretty much called me a terrorist for about 2 hours and said that if you keep doing this, you're never going to be allowed to leave your house, the country, whatever like that. And they were considering me a terrorist because I wanted to talk about how I felt.
Well, you know what? I believe you, because we've seen this in other cases. I've seen Americans in the newspaper arrested for giving police my videos and Ron Paul videos, Kelly Rushing, Lyon County, Kentucky, and many other cases. But that's one of the more famous ones. And what government training camp do you go to, Chris?
You mean my school?
Yes.
It's called Notre Dame Catholic School.
And is it a private school or a government training camp school?
It feels like a government training camp school.
But is it public or private?
It's not, like, here in Canada, you have two different schools. You have, like, the public schools, and then you have Catholic. It's not really private. It's kind of like if your parents are Catholic or whatever, you just end up going to that school.
No, I understand. It's government-funded. In fact, the Catholic schools and others got caught in Canada literally exterminating the foster children, Native Americans. And that's been in the big papers up there, so I'm aware of your school system. And so they told you that you're basically a terrorist for trying to talk about the New World Order.
They told me that I was a terrorist, and that terrorists go against the government. I was like, because I was pretty much talking about the U.S. government, to be honest. And
well, it's all the same thing. Your government, yeah, you know what? You should write an article about it. Name names.
Okay.
And so we can call and vet that you're a student there and things. It's your right to write an article as a senior.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to make a big stink out of this. You know, headline, I can imagine, student, you know, speech cut off, detained, told he was a terrorist for giving a speech. Send it to writers@infowars.com.
Okay.
Now, that's your choice to do it if you want, and we'll post it. Thank you so much. Good to hear from you, Chris. By the way, I read the prisonplanet.com article that linked to mainstream news stories and a press release by the ACLU. This really happened. And it states that all protests are an act of terrorism. They teach the military. In fact, that's in my stack, but print me that again, guys, please. Prisonplanet.com. All protest terrorism. And they teach them. They have the training manuals. This isn't even hidden. They're proud of it. And the Army goes out and watches Ron Paul when he gives his speeches. You know, that's supposedly normal. And Congress isn't allowed to see PDD 51. It's a completely illegitimate, rogue, criminal government working for offshore banks that have seized the nation. Period. Andy in New Jersey. Andy, you're on the air.
It's good to talk to you, Alex.
Hello, sir.
I just want to confirm a couple, two quick comments to affirm your accuracy here. And then one quick question. Here in New Jersey, Child Protective Services confiscated two children all because they didn't like their names, which I have to agree would make it difficult as a child growing up, but they were Aryan Nation names, like the one kid was named Adolf Hitler and the other one was Jocelyn Aryan Nation.
Yeah, I saw that, and it's persecution of a group for their thoughts, and it's a thought crime, and they have bills introduced like cyberbullying, looks like it may pass, that openly federal felonies if the government says what you're saying could hurt someone's feelings. And I've seen other, they're now saying raising your voice to a child, they will take them, and of course they're seven times, I keep saying five, that was old numbers, seven times more likely to abuse your children in their hands. They are the most abusive, most degenerate people on average is the government pedophiles.
And this is, I mean, you are so accurate, and you know, I thought you were far out there, but the more I see and the more you open up my eyes, I'm saying to myself, I gotta tune out mainstream media and listen to this guy, Alex Jones, because
they're openly saying, sir, that all gun owners are the number one threat to Homeland Security. Northcom Army Times says they are prepared to, quote, have a shooting war with the American people. The John Warren Defense Authorization Act says Homeland Security's main goal is taking over the states. It's rogue, on record, hijacked by offshore banks, period. Yeah, and now they're about to pass a bill making offshore banks the government. Go ahead.
Oh, well, listen to this. And you had said this earlier in your show, and I had a while back, and I had to confirm this. You know, Michael Savage, he, for the first time, mentioned the three big words, New World Order. When you had said he would never say anything like that, he's afraid to admit it, I heard, and this was going back a few weeks, he finally mentioned New World Order. And on top of that, I saw your name proudly displayed or in one of his advertisement things there. I don't know if you're advertising with him or something, but there was your name in there on his webpage, and he was endorsing you in some way. So I think even Michael Savage is starting to regard you as one of the great people there.
Sure. Well, what happened is Ted Anderson decided to advertise through an ad agency the Obama deception. So Ted Anderson is selling the Obama deception. He ran ads on Limbaugh, didn't get a good response. Ran ads on a bunch of Hannity and stuff, didn't get a good response. He gets a good response on Savage and Laura Ingraham, of all places, didn't get a good response on Glenn Beck. So we've gone out and tested the market. And look, I defended Savage when they said he was a thought criminal and not allowed to travel under EU rules to Europe or England. It wasn't just England. It got focused on England because she made statements about him. They're now disgraced for stealing money. Jackie Smith, other criminal over there in England, running the police state. But I do support Savage's First Amendment. I don't support Savage when he would say 5 years ago, if you disagree with the war, you're aiding Al-Qaeda and need to be arrested. Sedition Act. But I think he's now getting his own message, his own medicine, and may be changing his tune. But no, we Ted Anderson did target Michael Savage's audience with the Obama deception, so that's what you're witnessing.
Final question, Alex, and I was wondering, nobody can probably handle this more than you can. Is it possible you can do a segment or any research on the authenticity or the birth certificate as to whether or not Obama is actually a U.S. citizen here?
I believe he was born in Africa, and the way they've covered it up and behaved and what his grandmother said and the way he doesn't help any of his family and the rest of it, that he was born in Africa. And his dad on record was a communist Muslim. Well, isn't that an oxymoron? Very, very rare. He's really an Arab. Nothing wrong with that. It's just that he's 6% black. And so he's really Anglo-Saxon Arab. We have our first Arab president, but he's just a total puppet. And everything about him is a lie. So, it's just all a complete fraud. So,
if that's the case, then what does this mean for the legislation and the laws that he's bringing in if he's not really...
Look, at this point, he's just a big distraction. Oh, look at the brown president for everybody. You know, it's a big political diversion. Sir, they are openly giving... This is even worse than I thought. I appreciate your call. I'm going to have to get into this when I get into it. But the issue is, I'm just going to start at the start of the next hour. I'm going to keep taking calls here. They are openly setting up a bank of the world you'll pay your carbon taxes to, that's going to run interest rates, that's going to set currency rates. And I thought that was it. This is worse than I thought, which is more often than not, that's what it is. See, I just know what they're doing. People hear this and can't believe it. Folks, it's worse than I'm saying. They really are injecting you with cancer viruses. They've been caught thousands of times. They really are carrying out eugenics. But this bill in Congress, being pushed by the White House, and it's set to pass in the next few months, openly makes the private banks the government. I mean, it's even worse than I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. It's so incredible to be living with the world government being set up in front of us, and I'm listed in manuals as a terrorist, and I've got the army spying on me, and I'm even sent the secret documents and the news. I have the army watching me because I don't want foreign bankers openly ruling us. I mean, I can't believe this myself. It's so unbelievable. I don't blame a lot of people that can't believe this because I can't believe it. But it's admitted. I mean, it's a fact. It's total insanity. And I can't believe I'm in this position as the biggest voice fighting it. It's not a position I enjoy, by the way. I mean, I love life as much as the next person, probably more. But it's because I love life so much that I'm willing to lay mine down to go up against these people. I mean, I really know how evil they are. I know they run giant child kidnapping rings. I know they launder the money. I know they ship in the drugs. I mean, these are ruthless people that don't think we have a right to live or any rights. They hate our guts. Let's go ahead and talk to MJ in Texas. MJ, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, MJ.
Wow. Well, I've been on a journey of waking up this past few months, and I got to tell you, the truth is definitely stranger than a lie. I've been watching your documentaries. The Obama deception was absolutely flawless. But I've also been reading some John Tiller Gatow books about the education, public education, and, you know, the compulsory nature of it. How can we just, you know, take back our own minds and really, you know, get that free spiritedness that's inherent in all of us? How can we actually access that?
Well, from birth, we're put into this grid. They put the kids in front of the television as the babysitter. They've set up the tax system where mama's got to work on average so she can pay the bills, and daddy's got to work so the baby, and they can't afford a babysitter. So the baby watches TV. Then on average now they want the kids at three in, quote, free government daycare, Head Start. CPS comes in, gives you home visits, teaches you you're a slave, teaches the kid that the government's the mommy and daddy over the parents. Then they throw the book at the kids, you know, when in the old days they would have just gotten in trouble and been disciplined. Now they don't discipline them, sociologically knowing it'll mean they get into even more trouble. Then they institutionalize them, end up putting them in the criminal justice system. So a large portion, almost half the youth, end up with criminal records, so they never have a Second Amendment or any rights, so they can be further enslaved. That's what tyranny does. It makes everybody criminals and sets it up to do that. The prisons are colleges for crime. Hence, we have the highest, one of the highest crime rates in the world, most people in prison. They ship in the drugs, advertise that it's cool. The kids use it. They put you in prison. We have to fully pull out of Babylon. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. And we have to discipline ourselves against peer pressure to just not be part of any of it. And, you know, all of us stumble and all of us make mistakes and all of us do it. But more and more, it's a process of pulling our soul out of Babylon. And that's what this is. This is Babylon, and it traffics in the souls of men. They can enslave your body, but they can't enslave your soul.
Is there any evidence for a pre-rapture or you know, where God's people will be raptured before the, you know, the apocalypse and everything that's coming?
Well, I mean, they are coming out with a world government. They are coming out with implantable chips. That's official. They're going to force people to take them. And the atheists are all going to take it because they're going to laugh and say, you Christians are just kooks. Most of the churches are 501c3 on FEMA payroll now. So they're going to, I mean, the Bible says the Antichrist will rise up in Israel and they will fall down and worship him as Christ. And look how the churches, the new religion, is worshiping Israel, whether that's good or bad. And so when the Antichrist rises, they will fall down and think that is the Christ. And the Jews are going to think it's the Messiah. If you believe the Bible, what it actually says, not what the Rockefeller-funded churches the last 100 years have taught. And then they wage war against the saints, wipe out most of the saints, and it's the Antichrist is also going to hunt down Jews in the end. He's going to act like he's friends at first, and then he's going to go after them. He's going to wipe out more than a third of the planet's population. And that's how this system works. You won't be able to grow food, anything without his mark. And that's the system going in. Now, whether you believe that's true or not, this is a news program. The elites do worship Lucifer. They do believe they're manifesting this, but they believe Lucifer is God and that Jesus is the devil and a liar and that they're going to have this world government and their Messiah is real and that Christ is the imposter or the evil twin brother of Satan, Lucifer. They believe Jesus is Lucifer and Lucifer is Jesus, if you want to get technical into that. So, very, very sick. They're manifesting all of this. They're following the Bible. And there is no pre-tribulation rapture. How does the beast wage war on the saints and overcome them if the saints are all gone? You know, did God teleport the Christians out of Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia or Communist China or Fidel's Cuba? Did God teleport the Christians out of the Roman arena, the Circus Maximus, when they were being torn limb from limb by lions and tigers and elephants and gladiators? No. What happened to all the disciples? Killed, boiled alive, crucified upside down, heads chopped off, tortured. No, you've got to have your metal tested. That's the way the universe operates. And so it's a giant, devilish fraud. The devil's greatest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. And whether you believe in that entity or not, our human psyche manifests this evil and believes it, that archetype. And the second biggest trick was convincing people that they don't have to go through this, and these stupid fake Christians go, praise God, it's the end of the world, I don't have to face any of this. And then they're going to accept the great delusion because they're cowards and they're of their father. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask if there's any, I went to the wearechange.org site and I couldn't find anything for Dallas. I'm really wanting to plug in. I mean, would you consider doing any seminars or courses to train journalists to be able to...
My problem is, sir, I'm working around the clock just to fund my operation and try to expand a little bit by little bit. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the gun. Start a tyranny response team, a We Are Change, whatever you want in Dallas.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
what to leave in, what to leave out.
Against the wind, we were running against the wind. We found ourselves seeking shelter.
Okay, let's go back to your calls. Russell in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I just want to talk a little bit about the 9/11 truth movement. And I believe, you know, that y'all are doing, did right in trying to research out of all of these things, like whether the plane hit the building, this or that. But I think that y'all are getting, like, way too off the subject of finding the people that actually did it and putting a name to who did it so we can get rid of them, you see. You know what I'm talking about? It's all going, like, too far into detail.
Well, you have to understand, really, sir, hold on just a minute. I don't control anything. I don't control 9/11 truth groups, and they're all diverse. It's just a name. Nobody controls the name We Are Change. Nobody controls saying you're an info warrior or you're a tyranny response team person. There isn't some monolithic head of the 9/11 truth movement. There's a fount. There's a place it all started, myself, before 9/11 happened, and on day one, taking the heat, coming on air and saying it was an inside job. But when we get architects and engineers and scientists and peer-reviewed journals to show the buildings were blown up, that then demands the investigation. And when the system says no to the investigation, then a lot of people wake up. So I think there's been some groups out there that have been very effective in the path they've taken. But you are the 9/11 truth movement, sir. You're welcome to start a website or a radio show or call in here and tell us who you think did it.
I don't know who did it, but I would like to know who did it eventually. That way that we can make sure that it never happens again. That was just one subject. The other subject I have is the sham election that we had with Barack Obama and John McCain. Barack Obama ran a campaign based off an empty word of hope. And then Sarah Palin and John McCain ran a campaign off Joe the Plumber. Do you understand that that's just a mockery of our whole system?
Yes, but I mean, I tell people over and over again, focusing only or predominantly on the presidential elections is a distraction by design. The real fight's going on in the counties and cities and states. I mean, adults everywhere should be involved keeping CPS from kidnapping people's children. When somebody else who's innocent has the government outside judicial systems, outside due process, stealing people's kids, and the government has the track record of abusing the kids, then that's everybody's own issue. But we've lost that instinct that when your neighbor is getting persecuted, you better get upset like it's happening to you. It's called self-preservation. People have lost their instinct. I mean, when somebody's stealing somebody's kid, I don't even know, it's like they're stealing mine. It's the very same feeling. And it's because I know evil when I see it, and I want to rout it out. We've lost our instinct to go after evil. I appreciate your call, though, sir. Mark in Florida says he disagrees. We'll come to him in the next segment. Then at the 8 after, second segment next hour, I'm going to launch into the latest chapter in the globalist takeover of the planet, and it just more than confirms everything I'd said, everything I'd broken down. I guess, of course, it would. I mean, the globalists were public about what they were planning, but not this bad. I mean, this is just absolute, incredible, unbelievable takeover coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to break down the latest salvo in the globalist takeover. I'm going to break down what it's going to look like, how it's going to unfold, what life under these people will be like if we don't defeat them. That is coming up. Mark in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I think you may have a blind spot. Kevin Trudeau is someone that you need to really watch having further liaisons with. I find... you go and you bullhorn the Bilderbergers, and Kevin Trudeau has dinner with him on their 200-foot yachts. And I think you need to consider twice and thrice any further liaisons you might have, because for all you know, he may be out to get you and to get you off the air. And then all the Bilderbergers will say, well, fine, Kevin, now you can have your last...
Well, I mean, to be specific, I had his mega memory when I was like in high school, and then I'd read one of his books, the first edition, about natural cures, and really thought it was great stuff and that he was being persecuted. But since then, I've been mailed his other books where he's saying he was in Area 51 and stuff. So yeah, I mean, what happened is we actually got contacted by his people, and he wanted to come on the show, and I think he has a right to his First Amendment. But, yeah, there's a lot of stuff I disagree with about Kevin Trudeau. And, I guess, you know, I'm just friendly to my guests who are here. And he is a listener. He listens to the podcast every day. I was asking questions about the show. Did you hear this? Did you hear that? And so I guess flattery will get you somewhere. You know, my issue is that Kevin Trudeau isn't running white slavery rings like DynCorp and Halliburton. And when it comes out in Congress, they are. Rumsfeld says they're allowed to. I mean, I have video of this in testimony. So, you know, when ABC News and Fox and CNN are saying Kevin Trudeau is Satan, I automatically, you know, tend to go, give me a break. But I might have him back sometime and give him a little bit more of a tough interview and go through some of the stuff I've been sent by listeners now. But I certainly appreciate the heads up there, buddy.
Just be very careful, that's all, because I want to see you on the, I want to continue to see you on the waves here. We listen to you every day.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, they're saying all protest is terrorism now. I mean, they're not going to take me off the air because I had Kevin Trudeau on the radio, I don't think. I mean, see, that's tyranny. I mean, that's my whole point. If they can shut him down, they can shut me down. That's why I was saying he has a right, because I've read quite a bit of his stuff. And even if he hasn't been to Area 51, which I really... sounds ridiculous to me. He has a right to write that. I mean, don't you understand that if we start taking his free speech, we all lose it? I don't like the black supremacist saying all whites are devils and need to die, and that you need to kill all the babies, like Khalid Muhammad said. You kill the white women. Why did you kill the women? Because the white woman is the military manufacturing center. And that's a quote. I love doing that quote, but I don't blame all black people because of that. And I said, don't take Khalid Muhammad's voice away, because then they'll take my voice away. Just like I say, don't take David Duke's voice away. Or I said, don't take, what was his name? William Pierce's voice away. They tried to do that. You know, don't take Mechen La Raza saying they're a cosmic UFO God race. Biggest Hispanic group, La Raza. and Mechia separately say that, I mean, I've got the former Austin mayor, Gus Garcia, when he was mayor, doing a proclamation saying the master race is Mexicans. Now, that is insane. Just as insane as any of these other supremacist groups, but it doesn't mean that I'm going to hate all Mexicans because of it, or that I'm going to, say, restrict Gus Garcia's right to say he's a god. If he wants to run around and say UFOs laid a green egg at Chichen Itza and he hatched out of it, and he's, I mean, you know, I'm not kidding, folks. I got that video around here somewhere. I've aired it on my local TV show. I know Steve Mason with Frontline Texas has got it. Right off TV in Austin.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Don't waste our time any longer. The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. You have no right.
This is brought to you by HempUSA.org, supplier of fine hemp products. Sponsoring the Genesis Communications Radio Network, the leader in alternative talk radio. Radio, 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 radio.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Calls, Danny in England, Robert, Dave, Philip, and others. Then I'm going to break down just news so important, so massive, so huge. I'm begging all of you to somehow punch this info out into the mainstream so we can at least have a debate that foreign banks are taking over the entire government. I mean, forget having the president being a dictator. This is a corporate dictatorship, and I want to detail that and what life under this is going to be like coming up here in a few minutes. Before I do that, I wanted to briefly tell the listeners we're carrying a lot of new books and videos on the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart online at InfoWars.com. You can also call toll-free or write to us to get these. One of them is Life on the Edge of a Bubble, Blowing the American Dream by director William Lewis. Excellent film. This is great for people who aren't awake to the globalist New World Order system. It's done in a comical, very professional way, and really makes the point well for them about who our rulers are and the type of system they've set up and how we play into their traps. So that's available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Also, I've got deals right now where you can get the Aaron Russo Reflections and Warnings final interview with all of my latest banking New World Order takeover updates, the plan to forcibly microchip the population that Nick Rockefeller told him about, some behind-the-scenes interview with him. You can get that free right now for a limited time at Infowars.com when you purchase Endgame or the Obama Deception. And those, by the way, I've got one of those at half price. I got three different deals where you get the regular films at half price and get a free Aaron Russo Reflections and Warnings. This is a great DVD presentation, latest information with myself in it, in between Aaron Russo. Just really needs to be seen, needs to be gotten out to folks. Available at Infowars.com. Just ask them about the free offer of the Aaron Russo DVD if you call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And we also have a deal where you can get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the 2-hour, 40-minute film that gives you the entire globalist master plan, who they are, how they operate, how they were going to bankrupt the world economy, bring in a bank of the world to then carry out eugenics against you, their history of eugenics, how they funded the Nazis and the Soviets and the communists, Chinese. It's all here, really my masterpiece. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, $9.95. When you get this new film we're carrying, MAFA 21, Black Genocide in the 21st Century America. Black Genocide in the 21st Century America, they were stolen from their homes, locked in chains, and taken across an ocean. And for more than 200 years, their blood and sweat would help to build the richest and most powerful nation the world has ever known. But when slavery ended, their welcome was over. America's wealthy elite had decided it was time for them to disappear, and they were not particular about how it might be done. What you're about to see is that the plan these people set in motion 150 years ago is still being carried out today, so don't think that this is history. It is not. This is what is happening here and is happening now. And how the eugenics society turned into Planned Parenthood. You can call up Planned Parenthood and say, I hate blacks, I want to exterminate them. And they'll go, ooh, yes, give us the money. And that's their main operation. You can give this to liberals and deprogram them. Because a liberal doesn't know they're a eugenicist. You can talk to them and say, you know, the globalists want a global one-child policy and are putting sterilization hormones and tetanus shots for women all over the world, and they've been caught. Here's mainstream news. And they'll say, so what, we need to? And they go, yeah, but ethically, a government doing that? Why do you believe we need to do this? You know, shouldn't the people be told? Aren't you for freedom? You're against killing Iraqi children. They'll be like, well, of course. Well, then you need to know about this. And they'll be like, shut up. But if you bring up how they take blacks with CPS, test pesticides on them, drugs, kill them, how they sterilized them, how they euthanized the babies, how it's still going on, if you show them this information, this will really deprogram them, because they got a soft spot for black folks who they know have been persecuted, and it's part of their overall guilt complex. The globalists program them with it, and it has nothing to do with blacks. It's so they can say, turn your guns in, it's for blacks, or pay more taxes, it's for blacks, or give up your freedom of speech, or you hate blacks. It's just like a white guilt thing that they use. Well, you give this to a yuppie, this is something that may be able to deprogram them, and it can stop the CPS from slaughtering the black kids, because they still kill them. It's the one group that total open season is on. And then they beta test everything on them and then roll it out later for everybody else. So Black Genocide, M-A-A-F-A, MAFA or MAFA 21, Black Genocide in the 21st Century America. Put out by Life Dynamics out of Dallas. You want to see this and know what it's all about, Black Genocide? This is the film. Every bleeding heart liberal should see this and understand who they've become, who they support, what Planned Parenthood is. And by the way, they source Endgame as one of their sources in this. So Endgame actually inspired this. And see, that's my plan, is that my films inspire other people to see the full horror of the New World Order and cause this cascade effect that can defeat them, a chain reaction. So don't wait. Take action. Be leaders. A fella called in from Dallas saying, you know, will you come up here and help me set up a group to fight the New World Order? Look, brother, set it up yourself. Take action. Be focused. Be confident. Pick issues. Get out there and warn people. Start with telling people locally there's no law, you got to take vaccines. Then have parents go in and find out, they'll lie to you and say there isn't a waiver, and then instruct them by federal law and state law to give it to you, and they will and get mad. Then you'll know you're sitting there with a criminal in that nurse's office or that principal's office, and that you've just been attempted to be lied to. And then the rabbit hole begins there. You show somebody they're being lied to about that. You see, this is how it happens. We show them they're being lied to. You pick an issue. You attack the enemy with the truth, the sword of truth. You can't be stopped if you're committed. But as their grid closes, it's going to get harder and harder to slow them down and stop them. All right, I'm ranting. The point is, you can get that when you get this film, you can get Endgame for half price with it. We've got a bunch of other new huge specials. We're just slashing prices because we know the economy is going into free fall, and we just want to get the films out to people, period. And as long as we can fund our operation, we're happy. So the money bomb really helped us, so we're cutting prices on stuff for folks. Don't forget all the T-shirts and materials that help spread the word and meet like-minded people. We got like 20-plus T-shirts up there now. Great designs at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Like the Gadsden flag and others, you can also write to us at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, yeah, let's take a few more calls, and I'm going to start getting into this just mega massive information. Danny in the United Kingdom, command base of the New World Order. Welcome.
Hey, great to be on the show.
Great to have you, Danny.
Listen, the show's getting better and better, like, you know, fine wine. Every year it's just getting better and better, Alex.
Well, that's because I get closer and closer to my death, and I know the time is short. I've got to fight him as hard as I can.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for waking me up like everybody else. It's pretty hard to realize that I'm actually living in, you know, the alien hives, the nest of the alien queen, so to speak.
You certainly are, my friend.
You know, a lot of my friends have woken up, but a lot of them aren't interested in voting, and they think the whole of politics is a scam.
So it's a real shame.
Hard to you know, there's one party called the United Kingdom Independence Party who are libertarian. People are just, you know, they've given up already. They, you know, oh, what's the point in voting? You know, what's the point in paying any attention to any of it? They're all...
Now, they haven't given up. They know the government's evil, and all the polls show that. They just don't believe in themselves, so they are kind of capitulating, but only in that they understand the grid is controlled. But if everybody just starts saying no in little ways, I mean, look, all these cops came out and said 7-7 wasn't what you were told. Everybody who we've arrested is innocent. They had to release all of the bombers. Now it's coming out the government did do it, and suddenly they indicted all those cops to try to punish them for telling the truth. So, see, now other police see that, but, see, now more and more are going to resent that and realize, so the government races to hire ignorant thugs. But then ignorant thugs don't do a good job carrying out their operations. So the system becomes weak. Look, we're going to kick their butt, sir.
Yeah, we're going to do it together. Got to do it together. So I was looking at a Young Citizen's Guide to the EU in the library today, and some things that they were pointing out was they said that nationalism caused World War One and Two.
Yeah, the Nazi and the British and the U.S. money got together and said, we're going to tell people nationalism caused war, so we're going to set up a dictatorship called the EU. The Nazis had actually planned. That's declassified. It's not Nazi, though. It was just their plan was adopted and has a Nazi stripe in it, a Krump stripe in the whole system. And, yes, everything is nationalism. No, everything is evil empires trying to take over and dominate. That's what causes war. And this New World Order is a technocratic grid with a military underlay.
People don't realize that if they don't do something about it now, that the British Isles is going to be split into three different regions.
It's already happened, my friend. They're already operating under that. And that's what they always operate under it, and then they tell the slaves later.
desensitization, Alex.
I know. It's just unbelievable, my friend.
What is desertization? What is that? Is that when they just take somewhere and raise it to the ground? That's another
yes.
word that was in the index.
Well, yeah, they're always talking about how farming's bad because it causes the area to turn into desert. And that's more baloney. The Sahara's been expanding because of low carbon dioxide levels in the last 2,000 years. All these studies show they've done. That's why the Earth is in an oxygen, carbon dioxide poor state. So the globalists are running around chemtrailing, trying to increase that. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. I'm going to break down the overall architecture of the New World Order and the Wall Street Journal reports on chemtrails.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future. Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 18th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 938.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 965.12, 482.56 for a half ounce, or 241.28 for a quarter ounce. That's 965.12, 482.56, and 241.28.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency.
BBC headline, Bank of England seeks more power. Another headline, Bank of England needs more power. Associated Press, Democrat plan to pass financial overhaul quickly. It goes on to report that it will give the private Federal Reserve, partners of the Bank of England, unlimited executive control over all business, all industry that affects any part of the economy. This is the executive orders we've seen filed over and over again, different variants by every president, including a Barack Obama, allowing total dictatorship in the United States. Presidential Decision Directive 51, the accompanying executive order, not rescinded by Obama, but expanding the Bush power, saying Congress has no authority, courts have no authority, states have no authority. John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007, reauthorized in the last 2 years over and over again, stating NORTHCOM is preparing to engage the state governments. The DHS document saying veterans, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, any demonstrators of any type listed as terrorists in the newest public, not even classified, training manual for all U.S. Army personnel. That broke yesterday. ACLU's writing letters. This is really happening. The entire shadow government has been set up and prepared to be openly run by offshore private corporations. Now, I want to explain something. Reading Club of Rome documents, reading CFR documents, reading Trilateral Commission documents, and then even in the last year, reading Times of London, Financial Times of London, BBC, Wall Street Journal, Time Magazine, Newsweek, they've all come out and openly pushed and tried to sell what 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago was in UN documents, in CFR books, and in statements made by globalists, and in policy reports, RAND Corporation documents, British Ministry of Defense documents that we've covered ad nauseum here. How they would bankrupt the world economy by design. How they would bring in a world government run by the bankers because they will have the whole planet in debt to them with fiat, currency, and credit they made out of nothing, backed up by our slave labor. And how they would use the continuity of government systems to make all the nations get in line with their regulation and the payments. Now, the way it was written previously, the bankers always said they would then work through the national security councils of the nations and through the continuity of government national security states and through their agents that they would finance and put into elected positions. Now, they're going further, completely bypassing that and attempting to have Congress irrevocably, and of course, this is fraudulent, so it doesn't stand. Congress has said blacks aren't humans and Native Americans aren't humans and can be killed. The courts have said that. It's null and void. You have an organic, God-given right. If you're an atheist, it's organic, natural law. If you're a Christian or a religious person, it's God's law. But when you hear we say God-given, it means it's above the state. I have a right. I don't care if you say you have a right to kill my kids because you're the government and you have a right to blow their heads off on national TV. I have a right to fight you to the end, and I don't care if you pass a law saying you can barbecue children on the White House lawn. You don't have that right. You understand? Now, they'd always said they were going to do this through the executive. Now they're just bypassing that and saying the private Federal Reserve, the private Bank of England, the private Bundesbank, they're all passing it simultaneously. First, they say, give us the GDP of the nation and more in just a few months. Every nation on earth that's owned by these private bankers through fraud dumps the entire GDP and more, everything they've got, puts everybody into debt way past their head, way above their heads, to where they could never pay it back. They complete the singularity of the black hole of debt, of fraud, claiming they totally own us. Then they bring in gangster receivership, NORTHCOM military control. Openly start federalizing all the police, openly put TSA as the national police on the streets, checkpoints searching everybody, federal grants for DNA checkpoints taking blood randomly, just hellish control. Openly announce warrantless spying, openly announce tyranny, openly announce bills to ban free speech. And now when we get back, they come out and say the banks will rule the nations themselves, not just a world government, then controlling countries through their national security states, their shadow governments, but the banks openly turning off their cloaking device, coming out in the open and announcing they are the government.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Said that he would like a autocratic, it's a fancy way of saying command and control tyranny, authoritarian world government run by international bankers for their administrative convenience. And they just so happen to be eugenicists. And his father just so happened to finance the entire eugenics movement on a planetary scale, on record in the Encyclopedia Britannica. You want a world rulers who want to kill you deader than a hammer? That sound like a good idea to you out there? And look, I'm telling you out there, stop being mental midgets and cowards, new listeners. I'm telling you a historical fact. I'm risking my life to bring you this information. This isn't a game. This isn't a joke. It isn't patty cake anymore. You've been warned. This is real. Now, you better go check into the claims I've made. That goes for you police, too, that think you're part of the system. They're shooting you up with the same stuff. You better grow up and listen to me right now for self-preservation. Now, this is worse than I even thought. I said in the Obama deception, and I said on October 3rd when they passed the banker takeover bill, I said they're now going to announce a new bank of the world you pay your carbon taxes to. They did that. It's going to set the interest rates. It's going to set the currency rates. It's going to control every facet of your life, and I want to get into that next after I cover this and how this works. But to have the bill, and I have it here in front of me, openly say that the banks will take over all these illegitimate federal powers the executives already claimed, and then implement taking over any industries, infrastructure, land, houses. And then I have USA Today and the LA Times with the headline about Barack Obama has planned to bulldoze a fourth of U.S. cities. What? Which is the big new Brzezinski plan. That's how they want to make the economy grow, is to bulldoze all the houses instead of just letting people have them at a lower price because they were overvalued when they were built. I mean, this is an imploding eugenics, zero growth, carbon neutral economy that has nothing to do with the environment. It's about serfdom and control, a command and control economy. We're going to break that down. But look at this AP headline. Democrats plan to pass financial overhaul quickly. Democratic leaders have committed to enacting, by the end of the year, the biggest regulatory revision to the U.S. financial system since the 1930s. It isn't a revision to the financial system. It states later that they'll be able to control everything. Well, the president's already grabbing auto industries and firing CEOs and saying, I control them, and then giving it to foreign companies and governments. An undertaking so ambitious, it has some lawmakers worried about missteps. So see, it isn't about, is this constitutional, is this good? The media is just, oh, it's going to happen, but will they do a good job? Will they save the economy? Remember, if you don't pass the banker takeover bill and give us $14.8 trillion at least, there'll be a depression next week. But if you do this, we'll get the economy going and jobs will come back. And then now, each American just off that bailout owes over $200,000 to offshore banks. We owe them money and interest to money we gave them? The magnitude of this. This is the end of the United States, but it isn't just the U.S. This is a world dictatorship. What did that article in the Financial Times of London say with the headline? With that famous headline. And now for world government. It says, oh, yes, it's an authoritarian government, and we've kept it secret from you because, you know, people aren't intellectual enough to understand we have to have it. And there's too many people, and we've got to have the Green Revolution, and we're going to have these private bankers run things now. I mean, they're on record. But I thought it would be through treaties and control and through the executives and through the national security grid. Now they're saying the bankers will openly run it, and openly do whatever they want, not just stealing tens of trillions every 6-7 months, but quickly implementing the system. Now, this story's important, and I'm asking every listener we've got to get this and get it on MySpace, YouTube, your email list, every other talk show host, because I keep waiting and thinking other people the last few days since this was announced would understand this. When it's stated in the Washington Times and Washington Post that, oh, the bankers will run everything in America and control every industry, and anything that affects the economy will be controlled by the private Federal Reserve. Oh, thank God they're going to save us. The news is reporting what's really going on, but saying it's a good thing like it's no big deal. This would be the equivalent of a 10 trillion pound elephant landing on top of New York City, crushing the entire city and no one even noticing. Or going, oh, gee, there's a 20,000 foot tall, 20,000 foot wide, giant fat elephant. And then ho-hum, what's the price of tea in China? A Obama regulatory reform plan officially establishes banking dictatorship in the United States. Yes. You see, because they can't just steal $5 trillion more than the GDP in 7 months. They can't just come in and do that. That's why they got the New York Times yesterday reporting they're hiring felons for the new Green Brigades that are doing audits, forcing their way in under city ordinances the feds get passed to force their way in your house. These young criminal punks on power trips, and that's going to be the only jobs available. It's not going to be government make work building dams or levees or roadside rest stops. No, that's bad enough because it's government control. And it always is giving them kickbacks to locals so they'll support the corrupt regime. We already have that with the tens of billions being given to different neighborhood groups, $2 billion, almost $3 billion to Acorn alone being fenced out. That's local payoffs. And if you're in good with the establishment at GM or Chrysler, your dealership gets to stay open on record. You purchase it from the politicians. Oh, I don't want to have my $15 million or $5 million, depending on the cases that are out there in the news, 50, 60, 70, 80, in one case, 90-year-old dealership just taken from me. Okay, I'll make millions in contributions to you. Good, then yours gets to stay open. It's just open market fraud, open pure corruption and evil everywhere. Out in the open. Absolutely devastating. Absolutely off the charts, devastating. They're announcing everything from your hot dog shack on the corner of the street to a car dealership to a doctor's office. Everything's being taken over right now. Every farm, every ranch, every dental office, they've got flotillas of torpedoes destroying every form of free market and liberty. And they're smart. In the first waves, if you go work with them and pay them off, they'll give you a few years to keep operating. And most of the yuppie scum is rolling over, just like they did in Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia. They love it that most of their competition gets shut down, and they're the insiders, and they make the payments. Folks, I've watched these Democrats here in Austin. They steal people's farms, ranches, SWAT team people that don't give them, and then the mayor will openly retire, open a bank he owns, and then sell the stolen land publicly, guarded by men with automatic weapons. I mean, it's just mafia ruling, having their way, doing whatever they want. The police pulling people over all over Texas, just robbing everyone, laughing. I mean, it's just open evil everywhere. And you ain't seen nothing yet. They're going to raise taxes on your farms and ranches, and they're going to bureaucrat you to death, and they're going to take them. And they're going to send huge paramilitary squads to kill you and your family if you don't. Unless we stand up and say no now. Period. This is a hot takeover. This isn't some socialist crawling slow stuff. They've decided to loot this place and gut it down to nothing. I'm going to shut up and read this. Obama regulatory reform plan officially establishes banking dictatorship in the United States. President Obama's plan to give the privately owned and unconstitutional Federal Reserve complete regulatory oversight across the entire U.S. economy, which is likely to be enacted before the end of the year, will officially herald the beginning of a new form of government in the United States. An ultra-powerful banking dictatorship controlled by a small gaggle of shadowy and corrupt elitists. On record! The new rules would see the Fed given the authority to, quote, regulate any company whose activity it believes could threaten the economy and the markets. You know, forget them using taxpayer money to rig the stock market for themselves and insider trading every day with billions. This is the whole economy. Grabbing businesses, anything they want, farms, ranches, it's all been announced. This goes a step further than any centrally planned economies of the Soviet Union or Communist China, in that the Federal Reserve is not even accountable to the U.S. government. It is a private entity that, according to former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan, is accountable to nobody but the banking families that own it. And we got a link right there to him on Larry News Hour saying it. Obama's regulatory reform plan is nothing less than a green light for the complete and total takeover of the United States by a private banking cartel that will usurp the power of existing regulatory bodies who are now being blamed for the financial crisis in order that their status can be abolished and their roles handed over to the all-powerful Fed. Yeah, the private banks that own the private Fed are now going to be regulated by themselves. And they don't have to pay off people or have fake Securities and Exchange Commissions now that they just use to send after their competition. Now it's just open to whatever they want. Over any part of the economy, not just banks. Have you read the Patriot Act compliance? Everything to be tracked and traced. As the Speaker of the House said in China, she said everything Americans do is going to be tracked and traced and chronicled and controlled. And under the bailout, the Times of London's reporting, as well as USA Today, that taxpayer money is going to pay the Chinese to put in a carbon tax because they got to get everybody to get on board. And then they're going to pay that tax directly back to the bankers. They take our tax money, give it to the Chinese, and they pay it to the bankers. I mean, that is a scam, isn't it? According to the Associated Press report today, Democratic leaders have committed to enacting the plan before the end of the year, and the Republicans in both the House and Senate have indicated that they won't stand in the way of the overhaul. See, it's called, oh, we've had a bunch of banking crises, and we've had the Federal Reserve steal $14.8 trillion in 7 months. The answer is to get these bankers back in line, and you do that by having them take over everything. That'll sure teach them. In other words, the Fed, which is already totally unconstitutional and unaccountable to Congress, is to be placed in control, complete control of the entirety of the U.S. financial system to do as it wishes without repercussion. All the healthy banks and insurance companies they don't own, they're already forcing them to sell and hand it over, but now they have the complete power to do it if this passes. As the LA Times reports, the government, in conjunction with private Federal Reserve, would effectively have the clout to simply seize and take over any company it desires. That's the LA Times. Total, absolute, worse than the Nazis. Just absolute. This is what they did. They seized everything they wanted. This is out of, and they weren't doing that till 43, 44, when nobody could say no because Germany was already collapsing. And all that was left was the Nazi Party as infrastructure. I mean, this is the ultimate tyranny. This is unbelievable. As the LA Times reports, the government, in conjunction with the privately run Federal Reserve, would effectively have the clout to simply seize and take over any company it desires. What does this tell us? That they're going for broke. They are going to implode the economy down to absolute nothing with people starving in the streets and filling up FEMA camps, begging to be let into them, to beta test that and set the precedent. And when you sit there and say, hey, we're not supposed to be turning our guns in, we're not supposed to be going to FEMA camps, we're not supposed to have youth brigades marching up and down, it's going to be, well, they got to have some kind of job. Thank God for the government, the banks taking over, or we'd have been totally destroyed. And yeah, they did take my ranch over, and they say I might get it back if I'm a good steward. And all these ponytail liberals with their machine guns will be on your property telling you what to do. This is parasite world. God, I can't believe it. I mean, this is worse than I even thought. This is fast. They just everything. They're taking everything over. Why do you think they told cops to be paramilitary and hateful to the public? Why do you think they're openly announcing they're going to use NORTHCOM military on us? There is no doubt they're planning hot purges. There is no doubt now. The final doubts. I hope this was just sliding socialism and tyranny and, you know, boss hog corruption gone to seed. It's not. It's scientific blitzkrieg corruption, absolute broke back America, dead in the ditch, overrun by corporate sharks, just like they've done third world countries. And they're putting in a hot military dictatorship with distractionary puppet presidents to fool the public so they can remove them from time to time and put in new puppets. They're going for absolute, total broke with no restrictions on any level of raping and controlling the population financially and physically. Absolutely illegitimate, criminal, rogue government where the government itself has no authority. But look, Congress already turned over all its trade authority to the World Trade Organization private. And they're just turning it over to the Federal Reserve now over all domestic operations. I mean, this is just unbelievable. We've got to audit that Fed. We've got to let everybody know it's the bankers that are the criminals. We got to shut these bastards down. It's them or us, folks. And they are the real government. No wonder when my Ron Paul and myself go out to protest the Fed and give speeches that they have the army watching us saying we're terrorists and it's now mainstream news. The army works for offshore criminal banks. I'm not saying you're bad because you're in the army, but you're not in the U.S. Army anymore. Sure, you wear the uniform, just like in Germany. You're not in the German military anymore. You're in Adolf Hitler's army now. And they're not going to give you a choice. They've got a controlled economy. They're shutting down the farms and ranches. They're encircling them with the animal ID and premises ID. They've announced they can take your property without just compensation with the New London Kelo decision. They are just taking over health care, everything. They are moving at light speed, and they're going to tell you, do whatever we say, and you'll get credits put on your national ID card so you can buy some ramen noodle and milk down at the Walmart, which is part of continuity of government, already NSA, FBI, CIA run on record with Walmart drilling for forced inoculation roundups. I told you about that before it was mainstream news. I mean, they just come out like it's no big deal and say, isn't it great? The Federal Reserve is going to rule every company from a Mexican food restaurant to a corner hardware store to the, and the feds are saying they're going to seize the roads and put toll roads on all of them and satellite tracker boxes in your cars. And they're federally funding giant brigades in every city of SWAT team paramilitaries, converting large sections of the force over to paramilitary forces to take the American people on. We have been hijacked and overtaken by a foreign corporate takeover, period. The government is gone. It's been hijacked.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
We
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good?
Stand up, ladies and gentlemen. Realize what's happening.
And I will roll downhill like a snowball headed for hell.
We certainly are.
With no kind of chance for the flag.
All you people laughed at us, warning you about the Federal Reserve 50 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 15 years ago.
I wish you Ford and
you let a private group of bankers take over the whole economy. And they're engaged in a cold-blooded corporate takeover, and they're going to blow out the rest of the economy so they can buy it all up for pennies on the dollar. And if you won't sell, they're going to send armed federal regulators in to take your car dealership, your shopping mall, your restaurant, your factory. AP, LA Times, Washington Post, all saying it's good. I read you the quotes about how any company, any corporation, anything they want. The LA Times reports that the government, quote, in conjunction with the private Federal Reserve, would effectively have the clout to simply seize and take over any company it desires. Now you know why they've hopped the cops up and told them they're God and told them to crack the skull anybody that looks at them wrong. Because they're there to make sure this highway, if they're going to let little towns all over Texas and Florida and Michigan pull old ladies over and steal their purses, why are the bankers allowing that? Because they want criminals in charge. They're going to hurt us all real bad. This happens everywhere else in the world, folks. It's happening here. And there's no more time to play games and suck your thumb and say we're making this up. This is happening. I mean, I get chills all over me. I'm actually getting nauseous right now thinking about this. I mean, it's one thing to know they're going to do this, but it's another to just see the bastards who've destroyed our country wallowing in it and knowing that as things get worse and worse, the way the psychology is going to be, they're going to say, all right, do the next horrible thing we're saying or things won't get better and do the next thing. You'll give us unlimited money and we'll fix it. Oh, things are getting worse now. We need to have a financial dictatorship over the whole government in the country of offshore private corporations. All right. Oh, stuff's falling apart now. You got to be in the work brigades. I mean, they're setting all this up. They're hiring felons, illegal aliens for the military and police forces. I got the Associated Press where they're hiring illegal aliens for the police force. Pointing out the flagrant conflict of interest in empowering the Federal Reserve to essentially regulate itself, professor of public affairs at the University of Texas Austin, Robert Auerbach, writes, the Federal Reserve has massive conflicts of interest that will make it ill-suited for its present regulatory functions and certainly for an expanded regulatory reach. Wait a minute. What about it being unconstitutional over the executive, the legislative, and the judicial? What about that? What about its offshore corporations? The officials leading the Fed today preside over an organization that is run in substantial part by bankers they regulate. This is the UT professor. Bank regulators began at the 12th District Federal Reserve Banks, each governed by a 9-member board of directors, 2/3 of whom are elected by the bankers in the district. This is banker dictatorship, the end of the republic. This is officially the end.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right.
You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Engage.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I get chills when I read this legislation. I get chills when the AP and Los Angeles Times and Washington Post all announce like it's a good idea. Oh, private banks will now rule America and be able to take over your gas station, your hot dog stand, your factory. They will rule everything. And it's mainstream news that it's worse than I had always thought from their own documents. It's not just going to be a bank of the world that sets world currency rates and sets interest rates and sets tax rates worldwide, but it's going to shut down and take over and seize whatever businesses it wants. Obama regulatory reform plan officially establishes banking dictatorship in the United States. Key story at prisonplanet.com. And the way they work is they bankrupt the economy by design. They say, give us the banker takeover. They steal $14.8 trillion in 7 months, $5 trillion more than the entire GDP in a year. Online to double the GDP next October. So from October to October, double the GDP given to the banks that we then pay interest on. We give them the money, and then we have to pay interest on it to the offshore banks. And they got away with that, so why not go ahead and announce, okay, private banks will now rule the United States, and the Federal Reserve governorship buildings with the Army guarding them. This is on the news. The Army now works for them. This is in the news. They're saying all protest is terrorism, official news. All protest is terrorism, period. Just total tyranny. And it says the executive powers are now to be given to the Fed, and that Congress, the courts have no authority, no nothing. And Congress is going to vote away this authority. And with a treaty, is what it is, with the private Federal Reserve governors. I mean, this is incredible. I knew this was coming later, and that through the national security states they've set up, the offshore banks, the corporate takeover, would then administer the governments, but with some illusion still of a ceremonial Congress. This removes it completely. And the other big issue here is that this isn't making a big splash. They're just reporting, yeah, private banks, in the words of the LA Times, the government, in conjunction with the private Federal Reserve, would effectively have the clout to simply seize and take over any company it desires. And it's got UT professors in here admitting it's a total takeover. The sweeping overhaul of the financial system, detailed by Geithner on behalf of the Obama administration, does not overhaul the system at all, writes Prinus, giving the Fed a bigger role, creating a council of regulators to oversee the existing oversight bodies, and allowing the biggest Wall Street players to maintain their status leaves the system intact. Well, it does more than that. The Federal Reserve is not a fully public entity. This is a professor whitewashing. It has amassed a set of $7.87 trillion worth of facilities, it's a lot more than that, and other entities through which it has lavished cheap loans in return for questionable collateral from the banking system, which it's just the consortium or holding company of the private banks. So to say it's regulating them is a joke. It has kept the true nature of these transactions a secret despite numerous FOIA requests, and it has actively promoted the creation of bigger institutions in a chaotic environment. rather than putting the brakes on the creation of these giants, concludes. Proof of the agenda of implementing overt financial dictatorship is being carefully coordinated can be seen in the fact that an almost identical scheme is also being set up in the United Kingdom, where, quote, the governor of the Bank of England has called for greater powers to allow it to fulfill its new role of promoting financial stability, according to BBC, over industries and companies. Just as the U.S., King, the head of the Bank of England, is calling for a traditional independent regulatory bodies to be all but abolished and replaced by the Bank of England itself, which, just like the Federal Reserve, is a private outfit with no accountability to the government whatsoever. And it just goes on and on. The article is devastating, by Paul Watson, all footnoted. We need your help getting this out to everybody. This is the end of our form of government, officially, if this passes, and officially under banker offshore corporate dictatorship.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Finish up with if they win, if they succeed, the next phases. Because I keep telling you the next few phases, and now we've reached those next phases. So now we need to discuss what's coming after that. Then we'll continue at 1-800-259-9231. to take your phone calls. But this article right here, zoom in on this for me, guys. I am asking the listeners to please get this article and get this out to everybody, because this is officially a private financial dictatorship that is taking over our country and taking over the world. We're going to talk about this with Gary Franchi next hour in studio, and also take your calls on that as well. But I'm asking you, I mean, for some reason, Ron Paul's admitting it's setting up a dictatorship of the bankers. Other people are pointing out it gives them absolute dictatorial power, but nobody is, I think, putting all the pieces together of what this means. In the interest of time, I'm not going to read the rest of the article. There's pages and pages left here with the things they're doing. I mean, these bastards have completely bankrupted our society by design. Now, the most important facet to all of this is, if we're unable to defeat the bankers doing their overhaul, which gives them total government power through the national security grid. And notice, they just put up on the screen Gerald Celente on Russia Today. By the way, we're interviewing him again for the new Obama film. And there he is saying, Wall Street is Washington and Washington is Wall Street. And there's all these top Democrats coming out and going, yes, banks completely run us. And they're offshore banks. In fact, if I have time later, that's only a 6-minute clip, I might play some of that here live at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is just so incredible that I am actually dumbfounded. It's so over the top. And then we're the weirdos for not wanting offshore banks openly running all corporations, all companies. If you make contributions to the political parties, they let you keep your dealership open because the government runs it for political favors, and they take over $10 billion off the stimulus money and give it to neighborhood groups. And the New York Times reports, oh, the money's being spent to train Boy Scouts to do fugitive apprehension and gun confiscation and take on disgruntled vets for Homeland Security. And it shows them with machine guns practicing. And then yesterday, oh, the Green Corps is made up of criminals who've set their life straight now to go out and do audits of people's homes. I mean, and oh, 13 million Obama supporters are going door to door asking people to support the healthcare takeover. This is a complete and total raping of society. And where does it go from here? Well, the establishment is going to follow the same methodology. And they're going to continue to do this over and over and over again. They are going to create the crisis, say their solution is to give them more power and control. Crisis gets worse. Say, do what we say or things are going to get worse. When they wanted the banker bailout in October, people wouldn't do it. They said there'll be a huge depression, basically the end of the world, the end of America, if this doesn't happen. And then things got worse when we did what they wanted. And the corruption intensified. And they said it's secret where the trillions went. We're not going to tell you. But then the banks themselves brag and say, we're getting $1 billion bonuses. We're buying up the infrastructure. We're using federal regulators to force smaller banks and insurance companies to sell to us, and we're buying them up with the bailout money. It's a vertical integration, a consolidation. And now they're saying, oh, we got to have regulation, a change of things, a remake, a upgrade, as if it's a good thing, an overhaul of the banking system. And what is that? Total dictatorial power through the national security state for Wall Street that set up the CIA and the National Security Act of 47 and this whole system. They're now just fully with the environmental regulations and with the corporate regulations and government regulations taking over the whole society and building up the massive paramilitary forces, and NORTHCOM openly announcing and preparing to engage the American people to carry this out. Now, that said, they will probably pass this. Things will further be bankrupted. Society will break down. There will unemployment will be at 25-30%. It's already really at 20%, according to all the economists we have on. The government's Cook numbers are over 10%. And then so the only pillar left will be the corrupt government, funded by fiat currency and credit, owned by the private bankers, paid for with our tax money. And again, we pay interest to give them the money. We give them the money, then pay interest. We're paying to be slaves. It's a new form of slavery, where you don't just not get paid as a slave, but you pay to be a slave. You understand? A new level. And the bankers are worshipped by the media of their own, and everybody says that they basically created the planet and that we got to pay taxes to breathe, as the New York Times said. In fact, Google a tax on breathing. I want to show people that New York Times headline where they say it's good, though. They say, yes, this is the carbon tax. Will be a tax on respiration. A tax to breathe or a tax on breathing was the headline. And they're going to use that to regulate, shut down the farms and ranches, fund huge bureaucrat armies with the unlimited cash they print to harass your businesses, your factories, huge carbon taxes on you, not on China, India, Mexico, and hundreds of other countries. So that'll further drive industry and jobs out. Then all that's left is big mega agribusiness, and the big corporations will still own the factories and the companies, but they'll get government contracts to finance it. And so you will go to work. You will swipe a national ID card, real ID, to have your job. The illegals will be exempt and will all be legalized under the guest worker program. You'll be arrested for letting somebody mow your lawn for barter. Cash is going to be phased out. Even if you pay with cash, it's going to have chips in it. They've now announced this. And then you'll thumbprint to buy and sell. There's going to be a graduated sales tax globally and a carbon tax or group of carbon taxes on that. They're already passing those. So every facet of your life is going to be micromanaged and controlled, and all the major university grants and the tuition that's paid and the scholarships, already the majority scholarships, are law enforcement, data mining, homeland security, infrastructure protection, law enforcement. ITT Technical doesn't teach computer programming. They're now ITT law enforcement or security guards, and they're going to have law enforcement power. And so the entire economy is being shifted from a free market economy into a command and control with these private banks that own the private prisons, own the private security firms, own the private security firms that administer the municipal police departments and county sheriff's departments, now being federalized and taken over by the states, who then handed over to federal control. And so you won't have a chance to be outside the system, because the only jobs available will be government or government related. And the very architecture of the job that are out there will be spying on your neighbors, tattletaling, controlling people, going after resistors, micromanaging and squeezing all the farms and ranches through animal ID and premises ID. Yeah, punch up that article. Taxing us for breathing, real clear politics. Click on it, go to the original article, please. We have it archived there, but let's see if it's the blue link where it says real clear politics. And you can see it there. And then that article, if I remember, reports on the New York Times. Yes, it says, last week the New York Times published an extraordinary editorial explaining that right now everyone is using an atmosphere like a municipal dump, depositing carbon dioxide free. The Times editor suggested that the government start charging for the privilege by imposing a carbon tax or a tax on breathing. Yeah, click on the New York Times link. There you have it. So there is the control grid that we're discussing and breaking down here. And so you won't have a choice. You'll have to join the police academy or the federal academy. You will have to go into their grids. You will have to follow what they're saying, because the whole society's designed. There'll only be credit. There'll only be loans given to the bankers out of fiat nothingness, backed up with your tax money, to select industries they want. And they say they're doing this because of robotics and automation. Everybody's going to have cars and Xboxes and entertainment, but you're going to be in compact cities and highly controlled. They want to phase all that out and give you jobs in surveilling and controlling people so they can get their pure dictatorship, their scientific dictatorship, in control to then carry out the forced eugenics and forced exterminations. And because the ratio will be 10% of the public at least being cops alone, heavily armed, licensed to kill at the drop of a hat for talking back, and then another 40-50%, they're saying, will be bureaucracy and surveillance. They're talking well over half being government, and then the rest will be corporations servicing government. And only if you're an insider, only if you've got special connections, will you be able to own a farm, a ranch, a business. And then in successive waves, they're going to take those over as well, and then only give you a small percentage of your original business profits, and then phase it out completely. Corruption will run rampant like it did in the Soviet Union, Maoist China, and Nazi Germany, Soviet Germany and Eastern Germany. Locals will kill you, imprison you for your property or business. Right now, you already have to make payoffs to keep your dealership or business to the environmental criminals. All children will be raised in government-controlled dormitories. You'll be allowed to see them on the weekends if your children don't report you. It's going to be fun for the kids. They're going to get bonuses and drugs and things when they say you yell at them. Then you'll have total parental rights terminated, just hellish control over everything. And you will all be injected with the cancer viruses, increased sodium fluoride in the water supply. Most people will be sterile, already 85% are. This is the new system. Stay with us.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to New Rev. New Rev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. New Rev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of New Rev for free. Just pay to have New Rev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at newrevonline.com. That's NUREVonline.com. newrevonline.com. Improve your life today.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back
and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
There's Gary Franchi's head in here at PrisonPlanet.tv. You know, there's so many FEMA camps. They're going around the country looking for FEMA camps. And I said, well, you know, there's one right up by Taylor on record, a famous one where they hold illegal aliens and deport them. But it has dual use in its charter for U.S. citizens during civil emergency. It's listed in mainstream newspapers for U.S. citizens as well. And you can go videotape kids at recess behind barbed wire swinging on the swings. So I think they're going to go up there. And later they're going to go visit one of the shopping malls. They've publicly turned into a FEMA local center. And then they're going to have big regional camps that have all these little federal spoke camps for aid. And you're not against FEMA. They're giving out food. You're not against Northcom outrunning checkpoints for drunk drivers and helping at car wrecks. See, it all has PR purposes, winning the hearts and minds of the occupied slave mass. So they come in and shut off the resources, and even the troops handing out bags of food think they're helping, not knowing their banker masters are going to shut the food off. By the way, everybody's freaking out over this Blackjack comic book that was in the London Telegraph, where the government stages nuke attacks and brings in martial law, and now the London Telegraph's been putting out blurbs about real FEMA drills that they're doing with the Pentagon and foreign governments. It's on Homeland Security's website and Northcom to take over the U.S. And so they have a comic book simultaneously that has these codes that everybody's breaking, and it even tells you how to break the codes. It's like comic book stuff to promote the launch of a new Jericho comic book. And then it simultaneously lists real FEMA martial law takeover drills going on now this week. And so now when we talk about the real FEMA drills, they'll go, oh, that was that comic book. This is all a psyop. This is why they do this. Psychiatrists run these operations. And I've read different documents on why they do it, but they believe it's revelation of the method. It confuses reality with unreality. It's like, oh, you said the government flew a hijacked jet in the World Trade Center and used drills to make NORAD stand down. That was on X-Files 6 months before 9/11. You got it from that. And we're like, yeah, exactly. But there really were drills on 9/11 to make NORAD stand down. It was just like the TV program. And they go, no, it was a TV show. So massive programming going on there. We're going to have a report for you at PrisonPlanet.com coming up later on that subject as well. So definitely stay with us for that. Again, in the real world, not a comic book, not a joke, is this. Zoom in on that for me again, please. This is so important, ladies and gentlemen. This is absolutely vital for everybody to look at, everybody to understand. Obama Regulatory Reform Plan officially establishes banking dictatorship in the United States. And I'm going to go over this with Gary Franchi coming up in the next hour. And for those of you holding Robert, Dave, Jared, Dave, Dominic, and others, we're going to break it down. But when I was ranting and raving last segment about how your kids are going to live in dormitories, that's in the government documents. That's in the textbooks we posted and linked to at Infowars.com, where they say the family is animalistic and ancient and belongs to the age of barbarism and has got to be outlawed. And they admit now the CIA set up Miss Magazine to break up the family, so both the husband and wife have got to work for the bankers and pay taxes, so the state raises the kids, and now the economy gets worse and worse, and right on time the government says, oh, we'll keep your babies from birth in Head Start government programs and inoculate them and drug them and take care of them, and we'll keep your kids after school until 7, 8, 9, 10 at night so you can have a chance after work to go have fun at the bar. The media even says, go have fun at the bar. Go enjoy yourself. Watch your TV shows. We'll keep your kids. And the parents go, well, don't mind if I do. China, the poor families have their kids live in dormitories and then work in fireworks factories and other factories 5-6 hours a day, and then go to government training and the rest of the day learning how to worship the state, learning how to turn in their parents. And then as this gets worse and worse, and the kids are already showing up in red and black uniforms, the city year groups run by David Gergen, who gets all this money from the feds to do it, under swearing allegiance to Obama, hiring felons and criminals to join it. This is in the New York Times, but they're reporting it like it's good. Then the kids come home with these tickets. They write mock tickets to their parents. You took a hot bath. That's a green crime. And then they give a copy to the parents and then take it. This is in the New York Times. And the parents are, oh, I'm so glad my daughter's reporting me. So see, it's for this. Oh, it's for the earth. Yes, there's spies, but oh, and the, you know, by the time you're 12, you get a uniform and then they show up in black boots and sit back and start bossing their parents around. The parents are now scared of the kids. And the kids are just on power trips, loving the state. And the Boy Scouts are training with machine guns to take on the, quote, veterans and gun owners. And the Homeland Security documents say the veterans and the gun owners are the number one threat. Now the official Army training manual, public, not even classified, says all protest is terrorism and illegal. I mean, they are just really coming out in the open. We have a criminal rogue government, period. We'll tell you about them trying to kidnap your kids coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
All right, for the rest of the hour, we're going to be talking to Joanna Scott and Jerry Lynn Ward, both activists. I believe they're both lawyers. Down at the press conference last week fighting the Senate bill 1440. They have similar bills around the country to kidnap people's children without a warrant, without a court order, without a judge's order, just to come grab them for any reason if they want to, because they got in trouble kidnapping those 400-plus kids from those Mormons. It turned out it was all made-up lies, and the Supreme Court said they did wrong. So they just said, you know what, we'll just pass a law saying there's no more Fourth Amendment in Texas. And, of course, you can say, well, they got to do this to keep kids safe. Depending on which federal numbers you look at, 5 to 7 times more likely for CPS to abuse children than any other group. I mean, this is a very dangerous crew of people. So we'll talk to those folks coming up here in just one moment. Before we do that, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made this radio show possible today and sponsors I believe in. When you're on InfoWars.com, look for Max the Little Orange Gorilla. And Max the Little Orange Gorilla is a banner that will lead you to HomeGain.com. That's their mascot, HomeGain.com. And it's a free site, been around for more than 10 years. You enter in your street address or address of a house you're looking at. It will tell you internally what the realtors are seeing, what the market really thinks your house is worth or what the house you're looking at is worth. An invaluable tool, a bunch of other free tools like the home sale maximizer. You enter into that, some of the more less expensive upgrades you could do to a house or repairs that will increase the resale value the greatest. I mean, basically, this gives you all the insider tricks that the realtors know that they don't tell you when you're buying or selling a house. So HomeGain.com. Be sure and check that out. Also, MySolarBackup.com. This is a great little solar power unit. It's got 1,800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. And so with the depression, with the talk of war, with the government wanting to restrict how much power you can have, I'm wanting to jack up prices. It's just great to start getting off the grid. And these are great little solar power generators that will help you start in that direction. MySolarBackup.com. The website's MySolarBackup.com. That's one word, MySolarBackup.com. Or 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, MySolarBackup.com. And in closing, while we're talking about what supports the show and makes it all possible, I'm slashing the price of Endgame to $9.95 because this film is so important. 2 hours, 40 minutes long. The globalist master plan, the architecture of the New World Order, how they operate, it is slashed in price. And if you get MAFA 21, Black Genocide in the 21st Century America, I guess that's Zulu for murder or genocide. And this is this uses some of the work of Endgame, but to document just how the eugenicists are using the family courts. The family courts were set up in the U.S. to sterilize blacks, kill blacks, euthanize black babies. And that's also covered in Endgame, but only like 5 minutes of Endgame gets into that. I cover the whole spectrum of the CPS courts are illegitimate. They don't have due process because they were set up as race hygiene courts. Then Hitler picked them up from the U.S. and England. So we hope you get that because Endgame's only $9.95 when you get it with this new eugenics film. And also Life on the Edge of a Bubble, documenting what the bankers are doing, how they're running all this. Okay, I apologize to Jerry Lynn Ward and Joanna Scott because our power went out last week and we had battery backup, but we weren't sure if we'd be able to stay up. And sure enough, the batteries ran out in 20 minutes. So it was a good thing when we went to rebroadcast because we couldn't have the show disrupted. But they're here now covering SB 1440. And Jerry Lynn Ward, introduce yourself briefly, and then we'll get Joanna Scott to introduce herself. And then let's break down what this bill does.
Yes, thank you, Alex, for having me on. I'm an attorney here in Austin, Texas, and I got involved in this because a year ago I became so outraged about CPS taking those 400-some FLDS kids, and I decided to volunteer to help one of the dads fight CPS. And I entered a world that I didn't even know existed before that time. And I'm as horrified as you at these CPS courts and at the whole system. I've practiced law for 29 years, and I did civil trial in other areas, and they think that they don't have to follow the rules of due process in these courts and with regard to CPS. It's just horrifying.
Well, 34 states by 1930 had passed the eugenics race laws. And I'm just telling you this because, see, you were in the real court system, and then you entered the constitutional system, then you entered the parallel universe of the family court, the health department, racial hygiene, and this is the Max Kaiser, Kaiser Wilhelm, not Max Kaiser, the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. This is that whole system the Rockefellers funded for race hygiene. So that's why these courts don't operate with due process. But now they want to, I guess, remove the final link. So let's bring up Joanna Scott. Joanna, tell us about yourself.
Well, I am actually not an attorney. I am a parent advocate. I'm executive director for a 501c3 organization that I founded with my sister called Parent Guidance Center, and we exclusively advocate for these parents that are involved with the child protective system.
Boy, I bet you get flooded with the millions of kids they're snatching every year. Okay, let's go back. Let's go back to Jerry Lynn Ward, and then we'll go back to Joanna. Jerry, for about 5 minutes, break down what you've seen in the courts, what this new bill does. It's on the governor's desk, how we defeat it. Then we'll get Joanna's take on it.
Well, what happened is that CPS got slapped down pretty good in the Supreme Court case, in the Third Court of Appeals case, in the FLDS case, but also in the Gary Gates case. And I believe that what this law is an attempt to get around the Gary Gates case. Now, they claim that the reason they introduced this bill was to affect what the court, Fifth Circuit said in the Gary Gates case, but in my opinion, they're not doing that. What they're trying to do is a halfway job that gives more power to CPS that does not give the full constitutional protections that the Fifth Circuit had in mind, and essentially just empower CPS to get into people's houses, especially people like homeschoolers or like who keep their kids at home, to whom CPS has no access at the government schools, but also like the FLDS who had that private school at the ranch. So what this is an attempt to get in there. They purport that it's like a search warrant, but they don't have the protections for the affidavits that would underlie this order in aid of investigation that they're trying to codify.
Absolutely. It's a fake search warrant, a fake order. They can also use it to steal people's children out of the school, the way I've read the bill. Then there's a whole other area of discussion of how this passed, how Kirk Watson tagged it on a bill that wasn't as bad. Kirk Watson, of course, a great fount of wickedness. I've known him of old as the former Austin mayor snatching people's property.
And Joanna can speak to that because she's the one that detected the problem and immediately reacted. And
oh, so let's go back to Joanna then. Scott here. Tell us, so you ferreted this out. You detected the skullduggery. Tell us about it.
Yes. Originally, it was Senate Bill 1064, which was just to access a child's medical or mental records during an investigation. We watched it. It didn't have any, it wasn't that bad. I mean, it was just kind of a normal thing. Yeah, they kind of do this anyway. But they also had to leave to get those records. They had good cause shown, and the parents could have a hearing. And it was fine. I mean, it had due process. But
the problem is they always fill out fake reports anyways and lie. And like you said, they're already ignoring the law. They're
exactly.
Just trying to retroactively get rid of the Bill of Rights because people are pointing out they're not following it. But go ahead.
But what they did, the original Senate hearing, is they did a committee substitute, which was nothing like the original, and it's what we see today. It was completely different. And all the players, they already knew that they had to have known that the substitute was coming because they were all ready, willing, and able to testify about it right then and there. We weren't at the hearing on the Senate side because, like I said, we didn't know about the committee substitute. We caught the committee substitute when it went to the House side, and that's where the, you know, skullduggery or whatever you want to call it began, because we did have testimony at the House hearing before Patrick Rose's subcommittee on human services. And our testimony has apparently disappeared. We are on the film as, you know, showing here's our cards being turned in, here's our written testimony. The hearing didn't happen that day. They didn't finish that hearing. They actually
had
regardless, a brand new
hearing. So regardless, he tagged this on without anybody knowing. It's now gone to the governor's desk. Are we getting anything out of Perry with the thousands of phone calls he's gotten and knowing it's going to be thrown out of court, but tens of thousands of kidnapped kids later?
We've heard crickets chirping so far.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. You have to remember this was something that certain people, including legislators, were told had to happen. The department was told, the department itself did not ask for this. The Department of Family Protective Services did not go, you know, their administrative people, the commissioner go, oh, the Gary Gates decision is horrible. Oh, the FLDS should have never, they didn't go say, what can we do about this? This was a group, Tex Protects out of Dallas, brought this bill. That's
well, also, the way to go after Watson and people is they've had a lot of judges and people get in trouble. for taking money from the foster parent lobbies and the child trafficking lobbies. It's what they are. They even have bounties. I've had a state senator from Georgia on where she listed how they say, we need a blonde-haired, blue-eyed kid. The family wants it. They're going to pay $400,000 for it through these adoption agencies. So if we can catch Watson or others, and we know this goes on, Judge Jean Mirren, whoever, getting money from these groups, we need to go ahead and go to the grand jury and call for indictments, because this is done all over the country. And I'm saying play hardball with these people. But let's talk about the bill. I keep digressing. Jerry Lynn Ward, I believe you were just speaking. So you're saying it looks like Watson's not Kirk Watson. Looks like Governor Perry's going to sign this.
Well, we don't know. What I'm saying is that we don't. I know of no one, or no one's contacted me to say that they've heard anything with respect with what he's going to do with this bill, which is pretty amazing to me, because the groups that have come out against this bill are essentially his core constituency. So I don't know what he's doing with respect to this. I mean, like Johanna said, this is a special interest bill. And it was.
Now, this is being pushed by the foster parent consortium.
Actually, interestingly enough, we've gotten word there's a bunch of foster parents groups that are actually against this bill.
Well, I mean, by that, I meant the big adoption combine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, also, Scott McCown, you know, the former district judge who was the Robin Hood judge, he's probably one of the ones who wrote it. This was written by special interest groups who benefit from by feeding on the carcasses of destroyed families, who wrote this bill. And no parent advocate was given any input into this bill. So it's really a disgusting situation. I've heard that the Permanent Judicial Commission on Children, Youth, and Families supports this bill, and that's a piece of work in itself. What that is a commission where judges who hear these cases sit down with CPS and sit down with special interest groups that benefit from the destruction of these families and make policy.
That's right. They benefit because there's federal bounties, federal money to grab these kids. That's why they put 68% of them on drugs instantly, because then it's a special needs child, and these groups get even more money. So this is going to the governor's desk, and the way I read it then, you won't even be notified when they snatch your kid. I mean, they already do this a lot, and then tell them, you get to see mommy if you tell us mommy touched you or hurt you.
Yeah, they usually have to have an emergency situation when they go to the school, which they can right now, and that's what we're trying to tell people. If there's really a kid out there that's black and blue and bleeding, you can still take them at that moment without a hearing, because you need to. This does not take that right away from the department in those cases. What this is a fishing expedition. This is, I wonder what's going on in that house. Do those people have perhaps guns, I wonder?
Let me tell you what already happened to my office. I mean, did you hear about the big case with the lady in Hayes County?
Yes.
And literally, they called the kids in. They would send them into the counselor. She was wearing shorts, saw a bruise down her leg, and they brought in the police, and they told her, don't tell your parents, made her take her pants off to look for more bruises. There weren't. And then they were going to go try to force their way into her house. Mm-hmm. But the issue is they literally have bounties. They have quotas, and it's just so monstrous. What type of stuff have you seen, Jerry Lynn Ward, and then, of course, also Johanna Scott, as you've been fighting this in Texas? I don't think the general public, till they get hit by these people, realizes just how serious this is.
Well, what I've seen has been based on research and getting to know some of the attorneys who fight this every day. And as Johanna said, one of the big problems is they're going to use this to force their way into people's houses, especially homeschoolers. And a lawyer who practices in this area much more extensively than I do told me of an instance where CPS went into a homeschooler's house where they actually have kids do chores instead of just go to the mall and sit on the couch watching TV. The 8-year-old daughter was washing dishes. The way that the CPS wrote the investigative report was that an 8-year-old child was playing with steak knives unsupervised.
No, that's absolutely. For those that don't know,
into your house.
Yeah, for those that don't know, I have the official manual they gave Janet here in our office for her daughter, and it says, if you raise your voice, that is abuse, we're going to take them. There's no law saying that. There's not even a law against spanking. You just can't do serious bodily harm. So they're creating all over the country. I notice all the groups fighting CPS are the homeschooler groups, because they're hunting these kids. They hate it. They're winning all the spelling bees and getting all the big awards and the scholarships, and the CPS handbooks behave as if these are cults, and they also call it slave labor to make your kids do chores. In fact, under the UN Charter of the Children, you're not supposed to be able to tell your kids take the trash out.
Well, Alex, what they hate is that family traditionally and religiously has certain authority. They want to take away that authority. They hate that these Christian homeschooling families consider the sovereignty of God to be before the authority of the state. They want to destroy families. They want to bring every aspect of our lives under government control. And this is how they do it. These attorneys who work in this system, who are part of the advocacy for taking children away, do not believe that parents should have authority over their children. This is what this is about.
Yeah.
And this is going to destroy families. It's going to destroy our entire nation because families have always been the backbone of liberty.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, have you seen the official textbooks that they have where it calls the family mentally ill and a disease?
I've read about that.
No, I mean, I have the textbooks. We scanned them and put them up at PrisonPlanet.com. People never believe it, and they go look at it and can't. That's what's taught at UT for social workers is that, quote, families belong to the age of barbarism and must be eradicated. And most of these CPS workers, if they're not pedophiles, they were abused as children, so they think they're punishing mommy and daddy. They're very mentally ill.
Well,
I'm not kidding.
I have seen that myself. Yeah.
Hold on. This is Joanna. Scott, you're saying you've seen that.
I have actually watched as very good people get into this field, and within 6 months, they have turned into the most vile and hateful people, and I don't know what does it to them. I don't know if it's what's being asked of them. They either decide to do it or they quit. But I have watched it myself, the transformation of a caseworker that comes in as a very good, well-meaning person that's turned into a person that just destroys families. And
They have the biggest turnover of any government job, 50% or more. And so all that gets left is just psychos.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
As we've been trying it on the wine press much too long, rebel, rebel. Babylon system is the vampire.
Look, in the Roman Empire, the Aztec, Mayan empires, Babylonian, Qin dynasty in China, African dynasties in different regions, they would just come kidnap children and bring them to be re-educated and used as usually as a slave class. And they'd kill the adults. Now they just use excuses. Your kid's got a bruise on their leg. And the CPS workers get bounties for taking them, and they take them. And they got kangaroo courts to do it. And we're talking to lawyer Jerry Lynn Ward and Joanna Scott, who heads up an advocacy group fighting these criminals. And I know their history. I know they were founded by the eugenicists, so I understand the whole paradigm. And it's just very, very wicked. SB 1440, to where fishing expeditions, when they knock at your door and you say, go get a warrant, you're not going to come in here just because, you know, my neighbor sees TV ads saying kids shouldn't be playing in the backyard. And usually it's folks go, those kids need to be in school. I'm calling, because the public's a bunch of scum as well on average now. A lot of filth out there. And even in wealthy neighborhoods, they come and try to take people's kids now because they've run out of the poor kids. Plus, they get more money for the, you know, wealthier kids for some reason, and, you know, for the better-looking kids, I guess, in some cases. And it's just I mean, you cannot make up stuff as bad as what reality is. It's so off the charts. Jerry Lynn Ward, Joanna Scott, other points that need to be made about it. It seems as if these federalized child kidnappers are really starting to get exposed. So their response is to try to pass a bunch of unconstitutional laws nationwide and go after kids even more. Like, oh, you don't want us taking your kids for no reason. Okay, well, get ready for this. So it seems the battle is really on now. Can you comment on that?
Well, I think that's exactly right. Whenever you try to trim the powers of a governmental agency, whereby impacting those who benefit from what that, you know, economically benefit from what that agency does, you're going to see all sorts of attempts to get around the court's decisions about how to trim their power. That's just the nature of government, and it's especially the nature of government where you've got other groups, like these groups that benefit from giving services to family or taking kids around, trying to push back.
How did you first get mad, Jerry? How did you first learn about this?
I first learned about it when they took those kids out in El Dorado, and I couldn't sleep for three nights. And so I started calling to find out how I could help, and it ended up that not many lawyers were volunteering to help the fathers. So I helped one of the fathers, and then I entered into bizarro world. The first hearing I went to was on the services plan, and I put on, or I cross-examined the caseworker who admitted in front of the judge that there was no evidence of abuse and neglect. I made a motion for them to dismiss the case, and they didn't do it. To me, that's bizarre.
Mm-hmm. That's where I met Jerry at that hearing.
That's right. No evidence, and they still take your kids. We only got 5 minutes left with you ladies, but I'd like to invite you for a full hour to come to the South Austin offices we have, you know, whenever you can both get here to, you know, talk to the full audience. We also simulcast on TV. But how do we, number one, beat this current bill, and B, get involved with you guys and support what you're doing?
Well, to veto this bill, you have to call the governor's opinion line. That's number one, and that's 800-252-9600. And you can leave a message 24 hours a day. If you want to talk to their switchboard and actually get a person, you can 512-463-2000. You can call your local representative and senator who may or may not really understand what they voted for because this was passed unanimously and say, hey, what are you doing to stop this thing that you probably didn't know was passed on?
All right, stay there. Back in 1 minute to start the final hour. Gary Franchi coming up, but I want to give those numbers out again, ladies, when we get back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gary Franchi coming up, Jerry Lynn Ward, attorney, Joanna Scott, activist. Give us those numbers again for the governor's office, Rick Perry. We have millions of listeners. When we shut down the Hayes County phone systems, we didn't even give out their emergency numbers. It just shut the whole county down. What if tens of thousands of you all over the country call Rick Perry? At least he'll be aware we're aware of his activities. But call the state reps and others and say, how dare you vote on this? Give us those numbers again, Joanna.
It's the opinion line, 800-252-9600, and then also the governor's switchboard, 512-463-2000. And
what about Kirk Watson? You know, Texas Monthly said he's the best senator. What a besmirching of the Texas Monthly.
These people think they're saving children. They don't really understand or care, evidently, about the trauma that a child goes through when strangers come and ask, did daddy touch your pee-pee? Do you do this or that at home? These strangers come, take their clothes off and look at them. Give them medical exams. This only should be happening when you know.
They did it to the lady's child who works here, and then they lied about it. And even the Statesman writer said, no, first they admitted they did it, then they said they didn't.
The
Statesman caught them lying. They strip search little girls and do whatever they want.
Yeah. While we were sitting here, I just got on my email my little update. I'm on the department's update. Children waiting for adoption. I pop up my email. All the new kids up for adoption just popped up on my screen. That's what this is about.
Yep. All the new kids they've snatched, yeah.
The best way to protect children is to protect the due process rights of their parents.
Yes.
And ultimately them, because this is just a slippery slope.
Yes.
And nobody's going to have any rights if we keep on in this direction.
Well,
what about
putting
it
back on the CPS? I mean, the record they've got of abusing children, this is the worst place you'd want children to be, period.
Right.
What about them being investigated for a change? Because we know where all the smart pedophiles go. They don't go to parks to grab kids. They go become CPS workers.
Yeah. Well, they're always covering that. We bring that up all the time. That there are national studies that have been done that prove that if you actually even left the really abused kids in their homes, they'd actually be abused less in their home than they would be in the foster care system.
Well, I mean, look, I was a carpet cleaner for one summer, and I saw CPS homes. And let me tell you something, it's hell. And you can take one look at the people running them, and you're like, oh, my God, that's a demon.
I'm here to say that even in the best, supposedly good home with good, well-meaning people that actually treat a child correctly, it's still a stranger. It's still a trauma. It totally fries the kids,
and they want to break the family up. Websites, Joanna Scott or Jerry Lynn Ward, we should check out?
Well, our website is www.parentguidancecenter.org.
Parentguidancecenter.org.
National Coalition of Child Protection Reform, that's NCCPR.org. That's Richard Wexler. He does exposés on states. He's done a couple on Texas. He's got postings about Senate Bill 1440 and his take on it.
Give those websites out again.
Again, they're parentguidancecenter.org and nccpr.org.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you want more details on this story, I would suggest the Tim Lambert's blog right in Texas. He's the head of the Texas Homeschool Coalition.
Mm-hmm. Also,
and he's been blogging about this, and you can get more details about the case there.
Yeah, and if you go to a couple, like our website, we'll have links to the other groups that also have a lot of information about it as well.
Yeah, but the Texas Homeschool Coalition, we've linked to those stories. Those are excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, Jerry Lynn Ward, we commend you for your courage and fighting the pedophile rings. And Joanna Scott, we commend you for being able to be around these people, because I've gone and fought them some myself, and being around them actually shakes somebody's psyche because they're so evil. Thank you so much, ladies, and I hope to get you in studio. Take care of yourselves.
Thank you.
You bet.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Do you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely.
safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In studio, Gary Franci, founder of the Lone Lantern Society, also heads up Restore the Republic. And the good part about it is another example of somebody in the last 4 or 5 years who's reached millions of people by taking action. I absolutely love it. We'll be talking to Gary Franci in one moment. First off, though, I want to tell people about Diginet personal audio video recorders. They've got systems that very inexpensively, very affordably, are little hard drives hidden in your car with camera systems where you can activate it with the police and they don't even see it. And then you can burn them good when they're violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution, or save yourself when they're lying about you. I mean, they'll say you were firing machine guns, sacrificing children, you know, doing whatever. You're going to have the video proving you didn't do it. And of course, I'm being sarcastic there, but you know what I'm talking about. Just absolutely amazing. And they've also got pens like this one. We were doing some undercover work today with some of their pens. We were touring a government facility here in Austin, and to be announced later, and they wouldn't let us have cameras, but I'm sorry, we do. And we have footage of the facility with these pen cameras. They've got the best prices on these I've seen. I mean, I paid hundreds and hundreds of dollars for these. It's like $45-$50 on their site for these, and the audio and video is really great quality for units this small. So I hope you visit their website. It's D-I-G-A. That's D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net. D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net. Everyone should have these DigiPens on them. Everybody should have their even better unit in their car, and I'm going to get one put in my car. And it hides very, very simple, a little bitty memory stick. You just activate it when you want it to record, and you defeat the enemy. So D-I-G-A-N-E-T, that's diginet.net. Ladies and gentlemen, check them out today. D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net. They got a lot of different models and systems, so definitely check that out. Okay, going now to Gary Franci. Gary, it's great to have you here. You know, you were here with William Lewis running camera. You're producing a film about FEMA camps around the country. There's so many to go to, so little time, and also discrediting Glenn Beck. So that's a film we talked about doing. That's why I was excited to hear you guys were making that film. I guess our minds think alike. That's why I'm honored to be in it. But you're also here in town doing some other things. So I thought, why not have you in studio, not just William Lewis? So it is good to have you here with us, buddy.
It's great to be here, Alex. Really a pleasure.
You bet. Just another testament to what we can all do taking action. Tell folks how you woke up and all the success you've had against the New World Order.
Well, you know, most people don't even realize this, but I was about 17 when I first learned about the, you know, the Committee of 300, the Council of Rome, the Council on Foreign Relations, all these things. I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off, telling all these people about it. And, well, I was medicated. You know, doctors said, you know, this not going on. Take these drugs and forget about all of it.
So your parents said, my God, he's mentally ill. He believes there's a corrupt elite. He believes there's a Federal Reserve. He's a criminal. We've got to drug him.
Well, it was more.
So you were already awake.
I was already awake. And then,
and a thought criminal.
Yes, I was a thought criminal. And then for 10 years, I was heavily medicated until, you know, I always knew deep down something was going on. And I started researching the microchip on peer-to-peer networks. This is well before there was anything like YouTube or these types of streaming video sites. I came across a video of you talking about the RFID chip, the VeriChip. And I said, who is this guy? What's he talking about? I mean, he what I was talking about before wasn't just a, just some line that I read in a book. And I started doing some more searching, found your name, saw a video of you at, SeaWorld. You know, talking about biometrics.
Yeah, there's actually one from 2000 and another from 2004. So people get those confused. But, yeah, they put the biometrics in.
Yeah, so I watched the video and I said, look, this guy right here, he is talking the exact same thing that I'm talking about. I'm not crazy.
Okay, so before you thought you were crazy and they medicated you, and then years later, you're seeing, no, it's real, it's really happening.
Yes,
so
it's really happening.
So I didn't really wake you up. I just validated what you already knew.
Well, yeah, I mean, you had validated what I knew, but you reignited that spark that needed, that was there dwelling inside me. And I said, okay, it's time. You know, let's organize. You know, I downloaded all of your movies. You know, I sat in a basement, watched them all, emerged from the, from the darkness. A new light shone upon me. And I was like, where is everybody? We got to find everybody. Let's get organized. Let's take action. And that's when the Lone Lantern Society was created.
Explain what Lone Lantern means for those that don't.
Lone Lantern is the single lantern in the virtual tower, telling people that the enemies are here. It's taken after the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere, where one if by land, two if by sea. Well, the enemy's here.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are here. They're on our soil, and it's up to us to ride through the streets and wake up the American people. And that's what the Lone Lantern Society was created to do.
And then you got to work with Aaron Russo, and then when he died, right as he died, he handed over Restore the Republic, and you've done a great job keeping that alive.
Yeah, the Lone Lantern Society, Aaron saw what I was doing in Chicago with the Lone Lantern Society, and he said, you know, we met on several occasions, you know, had some really wild late-night conversations in his suite at the Sofitel Hotel. You know, those late-night 3 a.m. conversations, philosophy, and the meaning of life, it was just amazing. And, you know, we developed a bond and trust. I worked behind the scenes.
He had a lot of energy while he was even fighting for his life.
Oh, he sure did.
A total of 6 years he fought cancer.
Yes.
He didn't tell people about it till the very end.
That's right. And, you know, that movie was his final message to the people. And it really catapulted a movement. It catapulted Ron Paul. You know, and then we had all these people who had seen the film. We needed to harness the energy that was created. And that's where the Restore the Republic organization came in.
No, that's just wonderful. And but it's another testament, though. You took action. You got involved. And you've conservatively, with your work and the volunteers, reached millions of people. And it's so exciting. I mean, all these scores of universities, it's making the news that they're taking the Obama deception and making copies of it. This film's been out 3 months, over 15 million views. I quit counting online, probably way more than that now. That was a month ago. That was 2 months in. So 3 months in. I don't know what it is. All over the place. You'll read in the newspaper 15,000 Obama deceptions where they burn copies and hand them out. Same thing with American Freedom to Fascism. So now George Soros is funding things like the Home Project. Humans are bad. Got to have carbon taxes. Got to have one-child policies. Humans are evil. And they're saying give them out for free. Have street actions. They're now trying to duplicate what we're doing because we're engaged in a real color revolution against outside bankers coming in and taking over our country. They're trying now to come in with a false Obama revolution, but that's sputtering down very quickly. They're even admitting that they can't get their 13 million volunteers to do anything because they're finding out Barack Obama is a corporate front. So again, this doesn't have to happen. Can you believe that they're openly announcing LA Times, Washington Times, Washington Post, I've read those articles earlier in the show, just saying, yes, private offshore banks will run the whole government, any industry, no court, no judge, no jury. They'll grab your business from a hot dog stand to a car dealership. We rule everything. You're going to pay carbon taxes. They're now introduced the bill. I mean, it's not enough they've raped us of $14.8 trillion, Gary Franchi.
Well, you know, these people are reckless, they're out of control, and they need to be checked. You know, that's why their message is falling through the cracks. That's why the people, their volunteers aren't picking up the ball and running with it. Because they have lies. Their house is built upon sand. It will crumble. Okay, our house is built upon the truth. And that is why we are successful. That is why our message proliferates the way it does. My landlord came to my house to pick up a check. And you know what he said? He handed me a copy of the Obama deception. And I said,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I said, oh, you've seen, you know, and we got in a long conversation about it. It was pretty interesting. So, I mean, people that I'm meeting every day are handing me stuff now. And that's.
Well, listen, I don't brag when I say this because it actually freaks me out. And then I want to take off and go eat a hamburger. I want to take my wife to a movie. And I physically tell her, sorry, I got to stay in work. It's becoming because I know we don't have much time. I know we're hitting them out of the park. But just because we're in a machine gun nest hitting the enemy, we're still getting blown to hell. So I can't walk away for 1 minute for my children. But then I do take off 3 days and go to Port Aransas. Every restaurant we went to, the people that owned it, ran it, it wasn't just one guy. It would be, here's the owner, here's the manager, here's my wife, I'm a fan, you know, will you sign this film for us? And then go to the next restaurant, and I'm going down the beach in a rented golf cart past the cars, and Alex Jones, we have really hurt him bad, Gary.
We really have.
But the thing is, they're just coming down on us and don't care. So, what do you see happening in all this?
Well, you know, like I said, it's the truth. It's the message that is piercing the darkness. Okay. You know, anything that is done in darkness, anything that is hidden in secret will be revealed. And that is why we are being successful. It's because people believe in what we're doing and it's having an impact. The people are waking up by the millions, Alex, by the millions. The New World Order does not stand a chance against the truth.
If we're willing to, but the problem is they're getting desperate now and saying, exactly.
Yes.
You know, ACLU on their front page has the official Pentagon training manual that says all protest is now terrorism. I mean, it actually says we're all terrorists.
Right.
It's the First Amendment. It's America. It's what the veterans fought and died for. They're saying the veterans are terrorists. Gun owners are terrorists. I mean, folks, the government is the terrorist. They're the illegitimate bastards.
They are grasping at straws at this point because they cannot control the messages they try to. The internet is their worst enemy.
And now they're saying they're going to shut it down.
Well,
can you imagine when they try that? All these DVDs are already out there.
Yeah.
We're going to use fax machines.
Mm-hmm.
They can't arrest us all. And if they start trying to take people off to FEMA camps, Gary, you know what's going to happen. And that's what I don't want it to go to. But you know what? If it goes to that, Gary, do these cops have any idea what's going to happen to them?
Well, there's the cops out there, the SWAT guys, they're Americans too. And those are the guys we need to reach. You know, because they're the ones that are going to follow those orders, and we have to reach them before it's too late, Alex. We have to hit the police, the fire, all of those first responder type people. Because if we can build up the resistance within,
we have, those forces, we are, yeah, we are,
we will.
Yeah, I mean, I'm too hard on a lot of them because the media loves to show only the bad cops and people. And I figured out a few years ago that when I was hyping that up, and I still do it because it threatens me at a primitive level, that actually makes the cops then get more isolated from us. We're more isolated from them. But then you have to, when the Oklahoma Highway Patrol defends the guy who almost runs the ambulance off the road and then jumps out and starts roughing the guys up, and then they say he's the bad guy, the ambulance guy's bad. I mean, that is the system fundamentally run by bad people.
Well, there has been, you know, brainwashing, power trips, you know, ingrained in a lot of these guys. They think they're Terminators walking around. You know,
but that's been done so they can be used in an evil job. Cops, you better break yourselves out of the mind control you're in, because I know what I'm saying is true, and so does Gary.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business, how would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
1-800-259-9231. I'm going to take a lot of your phone calls coming up in the next segment and mention some other news headlines I haven't gotten to. It's the best of times, it was the worst of times, as a famous literary mind said. And it is. And I guess the best in us comes out when things start getting the worst, but also the worst in us comes out. And, I mean, I keep going over this and over this. To have them openly announcing a Bank of the World, but then I thought they were going to run us out of the Bank of the World through the executive. They're saying, no, the banks will actually rule the federal government with government power. So this is like a fourth branch of government above it, a new form of government in the United States, openly being announced, not with a bang, Gary. It's just being, you know, like slipped out like somebody does something in church.
You mean like a global banking system over the Federal Reserve? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, but actually running government functions and commanding the Pentagon and the executive, and it's above government.
Well, that's the New World Order. That is what they've been working for the past 80 to 100
years. But, I mean, they're skipping ahead of 3 or 4 more steps. They're going right to the end.
Well, because they don't have the time. Because we're waking people up faster than they can go ahead and develop the system. Their plan all along has been incremental steps. And now because we are pushing out the information at the rate that we are, they have to amp up their game. And that's why you're seeing the speed and the New World Order developing at this rate.
No, I agree with you. And they decided to go from the soft tyranny to an open tyranny. And they've said that in the Financial Times of London. They said, we are authoritarian. But this is good. I mean, they are saying they're authoritarian. I mean, I keep repeating it. They are illegitimate, Gary. So what do we do? You know, we're pushing. People say they want solutions. States' rights, not secession. We're saying states created the federal government, 9th and 10th Amendment. We're saying we're not going to follow your unconstitutional stuff. We're going to get you back under control because the feds have been seized by offshore corporations. The states have got to come back and get control.
Absolutely.
We're saying H.R. 1207 to audit the Fed. That's
yes.
Going to the House floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 230-something sponsors now. There's all these other solutions. Defeat gun grabbing. Defeat open borders that the globalists want. Defeat all this foreign aid to foreign bankers. No more bailouts. All we give is solutions here. So people listening have no excuse. What should they do, Gary? What are some other solutions?
Well, you know, it comes down to the local level. Okay, that's the Constitution was put in place to limit government. Okay, and the 10th Amendment, 9th Amendment give those powers, not duly, enumerated to the federal government,
down to the states and to the local level and then to the people. So that is where real change can take place, and people have to get involved at the local level.
Exactly. The presidential elections are important, but it's been totally seized by offshore banks. Billions of dollars, over $2 billion was spent in the last presidential election. The power, you'll show up where incredibly important decisions are being made by foreign bankers, where they're literally running local meetings, say in Austin, Texas, or in Chicago where you're at, and nobody's there resisting it. It's like we've just given up. But now people are not giving up. They're starting to find out they can fight back.
Well, I mean, you see groups like, you know, back home in Chicago. I would be lynched if I went back home and didn't mention the hard work of the Lone Lantern Society there. We Are Change Chicago. All the guys, you know, nationwide, these grassroots groups that are springing up, and they're showing up at these places. They're showing up at the Council on Foreign Relations. They're showing up at these organizational meetings.
And notice all of a sudden the mainstream media is going, okay, there's a Bohemian Grove. Okay, there is a trilateral commission. Okay, the Bilderberg Group does want world government, but it's for your best interest. So they've lost all this credibility all these years saying it didn't exist. We've gained all this credibility.
Well, they need to have the people accept it. Okay, so for all those years, like you just said, they went ahead and denied its existence. Now they're coming out and they're saying it does exist because now they need the people to accept it. Meanwhile, we're coming in like the tip of the spear and waking up the people. It's neighbor to neighbor. It's house to house that we have to wake up the people. This, if we don't win the court of public opinion, we will lose.
Absolutely. Gary Franchi here with us in the studio. We've got about a minute before we break. We're going to come back and take calls. Tell me about Restore the Republic magazine, Republic magazine. You're involved in so much good stuff.
We created a publication to further the work of Aaron Russo, to push his message further. You know, that movie touched on so many issues, and we figured that those issues needed to be expounded upon. So there you have, that's Republic magazine, and we really would like people to go out, check it out, republicmagazine.com. Grab a subscription. You can grab bulk copies, high quality glossy print publication, provocative covers. You know, our next issue is really hot. Just go there, take a look at the cover. George Washington with an AR-15 on his back. I mean, it is.
You gotta love it. And Gary, on top of that, we don't just need to be high-tech internet. We need to be low-tech like this. Leave these at dental offices.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever.
Well, yeah, because
you may unlock an entire soul, an entire brain with one DVD or one Restore the Republic magazine. Very exciting. About to break. We'll tell folks more about that when we come back. And your phone calls, 1-800-259-9231, InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv are our websites.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XV pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today.
The first step is getting storable food.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive, the number 21.com now.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over.
Now that is a handsome creature.
Everybody
right there.
Knows the
French bulldog puppy,
not.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody
this little fat ass
knows
is
the fight. Fixed.
How old is he?
The poor
5 months. He's big
the
for the breed. This is one of the blue ones.
How it goes.
Anyways, it's my wife's baby.
Everybody
name's Captain. Captain Fantastic, ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody
and he doesn't like the New World Order at all. Watch out. He's going to try to jump off the table. Just let him go. Yeah, let him down. Thank you. Go ahead and let him down, Francie. Thank you. Got his white hair all over me. My parents got his sister, and he's been over at their house fighting all day. He got bite marks on him and stuff. Those puppies are something else. Franchie, it's always something new around here on the show. That dog is a terrorist, probably, according to Homeland Security. Well,
well
you presented me with a silver piece the other day. I want to present you with our Culpeper flag T-shirt, the Come and Take It, Don't Tread on Me, Coiled Snake of Liberty. And on the back, it has the Thomas Jefferson quote, "The Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants." This is the way we get people to go out and meet like-minded folks, wear our colors loud and proud. And that's XX large for you, my friend. I hope that's the right size. If not, we get just an extra large or large. And this, the answer to 1984 is 1776. And this one isn't quite as provocative as an evil founding father flag. You might get questioned by Homeland Security for that one. This one, people say, what is that? What's 1776? What's 1984? And we found this is a great way to strike up conversations. And then it's got a little Infowars.com on the back. So, Gary, from the Infowars Command Center to you and to the Restore the Republic folks.
Thank you.
There, you've got some of our colors there. You can.
I will wear them with pride, Alex. I will wear them.
Well, 1776 is pretty anti-American, though. You better watch it.
1776, huh?
You know, I have FEMA on tape saying that's terrorism.
Well, yeah, they have. They said it. You know, in some of your early films, they talked about that, you know.
Yeah, I have FEMA training videos.
Yeah. It's disgusting, in fact, that these people that claim.
In fact, you're flying on an airplane. You might get arrested for that. Oh. 1776. That's evil.
Yeah.
Bankers don't like it.
Well, they don't like a lot of things that the American people are doing, and we're stepping up to the plate, and that's what needs to be done. That's what every American needs to do, step up to the plate.
Hey, the Wall Street Journal actually got it right. You know, I told the Wall Street Journal I wouldn't be interviewed by them lately. They want to come here and do an interview. I told them, maybe I should. It says Congress and the IMF's power grab. And this article by Julie Shelton actually admits it's foreign banks taking over the U.S. Wow. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that there needs to be some heads rolling in the streets. I think that's what needs to happen.
You mean figuratively?
Of course,
figuratively. Oh, figuratively,
yes,
of course.
Yes. I don't speak in literal terms, so.
By the way, the Las Vegas Review-Journal just got subpoenaed for people making threats, and they're going to fight the subpoena, and which is going to cost them $20,000, $30,000, money we don't have when we get subpoenaed.
What kind of threats?
You ever been subpoenaed yet?
No, I have not, no.
By ding-dongs that make threatening comments on your message boards?
No, I have not.
Yeah, it's not very fun.
Well, I don't look forward to it.
Well, hopefully they won't do that.
We have, you know, on our website,
RestoreTheRepublic.net. We're just teetering at 15,000 registered users. People are all over that website, you know, posting blogs, forums, articles, videos, all types of things.
Very exciting, Gary.
It's a lot to manage. It is, you know. And people are free to say what they want. I haven't got a subpoena yet, though.
Yeah. Now, just side issue. I saw the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, not the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the Las Vegas Review-Journal in here saying that, and it just made me think of it. Let's take some phone calls. Let's talk to Brian in Arizona. You're on the air with Gary Franchi. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, Gary. Great to talk to you again. I met you out in Phoenix, and I got that email where nobody sent in money, and tell them all to send in $2 and wrap it in paper because you guys need the funds out of 50,000 people, what, 700 people mailed in or something?
Yeah, well, you know, that last email we put out really set off a firestorm. People were coming out of the woodwork supporting the sponsor Patriot program. And I want to thank you for stepping up and helping us, because that program is designed to put magazines in the hands of activists who are willing to hit the streets, pass them out all over the country.
It's beautiful. It's absolutely exciting. Go ahead, Brian.
Couple quick disagreements that will be right on point, not out of left field. When Jesse Ventura was on a week ago, I tried to get through. He said, well, his Barack Obama's mother is American. I don't understand what the problem is. Here's what the problem is. The father wasn't, but even bigger than that. You have to go back to the laws that was in 1961, I believe. And that said, if your one parent is natural born, here's the deal. You have to have lived here in over the last 10 years, of which 5 have to be over the age of 14. Now, she gave birth.
And his mother was too young to have been able to do that. Yes, so he's not a citizen who can be president because his mother, under federal law, had not lived in the United States continuously for long enough.
No, she lived here continuously, but 5 of those years had to be over the age of 14, which meant she could have given birth out of the country 5 years after.
The way
age
it reads
14.
Is, yeah, I know she was too young for it to be, yeah. That's what I'm
saying.
Yeah,
she gave birth at age 18. The other disagreement, and I got this information to Aaron the other day with the code word Batman in his email, was the disagreement on thepentagon.com. There was a new release where they went back and interviewed a witness who a pole came crashing through his car in front of the Pentagon, and he said, well, we pulled the pole out of the car and I drove off. And then the FBI wanted to talk to me days later. Well, his wife was FBI. This is Lloyd England, the taxi cab driver. And then,
sir, I don't even think you know my view on all that stuff at the Pentagon. I don't know what we're disagreeing about. You're just making statements and then saying you're disagreeing, but I appreciate your call. Talk to Dave in New York. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Thank
good.
You for all the work that you do. We love you up here. Keep up the good work. I just want to let you know that in my town, which is very close to the U.S. Open in Bethpage in Farmingdale, our train station is set up like a Homeland Security military-style operation where people disembark the train. They herd the people into a security area where they're shaken down for any sort of contraband and paraphernalia. And then they're processed from there, put on buses, and then they go over to the U.S. Open. But I just find it very interesting. It's
get in the Kentucky Derby. The U.S. Army searches you. When people jump off and the horse wins, the Army comes and responds. They have troops everywhere. Train stations, bus stations, all subway stations. The TSA, Homeland Security, total violation of 10th Amendment, 9th Amendment, has announced they're going to be nationwide and in shopping malls randomly ordering you up against the wall to search you. Now, I said this 6 years ago when I saw Governor Ridge say it on C-SPAN. That was the plan. Now they've gotten around to it. Folks, that isn't freedom when the borders are wide open, but there's guys in black uniforms lining you up. We need footage like that. Go sit there with a little camera like you're reading the newspaper. Shoot video of that. We need that type of video. Or don't wait for us. Shoot it. Get it up on the web. Just if you send it to us, we can promote it and, you know, really get it a lot of attention.
Springdale train station set up like a practice drill of people disembarking trains, herded like cattle into security areas and shaken down for contraband and loaded onto buses.
Can you repeat the name of that train station again? Can you repeat the name of that train station again, please?
Farmingdale train station.
Well, I mean, I remember before 9/11, they had public school drills where FEMA would practice without telling the parents, having the kids put their hands up and go get on buses. And then they would tell the kids, you're now going to a FEMA camp. Your parents have to come later. Then the Washington Post after 9/11 said, during a terror attack, we're going to take your kids and then make you come get them at the FEMA center.
I mean, folks, this is,
they've done this in the Soviet Union. They've done this in Nazi Germany. They're really.
Well, it's conditioning. It is conditioning.
Yesterday, it's mainstream news that all protest is considered terrorism. I mean, the people that said that are the terrorists. Sir, so where were you when you saw this? I mean, is this going on every day or was this just for one event?
I take the train every day to work, and they're set up at my train station with all kinds of gates. There's multi-jurisdictional, service.
Yeah, that's a federal drill. They had that in Tennessee in a four-state area last year, then again this year. Regular Army, Air Force MPs shut down the highways. We can pull up photos in the newspapers. The governor said don't do it, and the feds said we're going to do it. And the Army was out. And you see photos of traffic backed up miles with MPs searching people's cars going, you know, like it's still photos going like that at the citizens. I mean, Gary, this is insane.
Well, this is direct violation of posse comitatus. And, you know, the American people, if the American people don't stand up, we are done. Forget being America. Call it something else because that's not what it is. Okay, the federal government has overstepped its bounds beyond what the founders.
Well, they're trying to pass a law where they can kidnap your kids in Texas without even a court order. I mean, you know, it's on the governor's desk. It's total tyranny. You know, first it's, oh, we're just spying on Al-Qaeda, and then now we're spying on all of you. And the courts and Congress say they can without warrants. And then, oh, we're just going to talk to your kid. Now we're just going to take them. I mean, you know, it's just, oh my gosh. Well, thank you, sir. Get us some photos of that.
Get one of those pen cameras.
Well, actually, if the guys Google it, you can pull up. It was all over the New York News. It was also in Boston. Dallas and Houston are doing it because it's called Viper Teams. Google Viper Teams Google TSA. TSA takes over subway, and life will be like the airports. And that's all about submission, taking your shoes off, answering questions of some illegal alien jabbing you with a poker stick.
But you better not have a bottle of shampoo larger than 3 ounces outside of a clear plastic bag or else you're going to be, carrying some, you know.
No, but see, it's all about making you all criminals, right. Training you, you're all bad. In England, everybody now, old lady walking her dog, doesn't matter. It's happened to Watsons, both the Watsons. It happened to me. You'll be walking down the street. And police walk over, please stand up against the wall, son, you see your ID, you're being enrolled in the terrorism database. And you go, I'm not going to tell you that. And they go, I will arrest you immediately on section 7874589. And then they also have a headline, yeah, there it is, TSA to replace NYPD on subway bag checks.
Oh, my God.
That's Fox News, and it says everybody will do it. Okay. That's nationwide. Now, let's expand. In England, Google this. I want to show them mainstream news. They report it like it's good. All photography of government is terrorism, and you are arrested as a terrorist, but they've got cameras all on you, and then the cops said, well, it's only for real terrorists, and then all these videos are coming out as they arrest anybody and everybody taking photos of their kids in a park. Cops will walk up and say, excuse me, ma'am, up against the wall, please. You're being arrested, section 6785 code over the wolf at it. And they're like, oh my God, I'm sorry, I'm a terrorist. And it's just all getting you ready for it that you're part of this.
Well, the funny thing, Alex, about cameras, you know,
just Google photography terrorism in England. That'll show it. Go ahead.
The funny thing about cameras is that they're not going to prevent anything. You know,
every time they SWAT team us, then they say it malfunctioned.
Well, if a terrorist wants to go ahead and blow something up, okay, a camera is going to get blown up in the process. They're not going to get anything. It's not going to prevent it.
Well, number one, Google Earth, they already have the photos. It's all about they don't want us videotaping them, and everybody knows it. Because government thinks it's God and works for offshore banks.
Because we will hold them accountable. Those cameras hold them accountable.
Yeah, click on that. That's a prison planet. UK government refuses to say where photography is banned. BJ... P online. Click on it. I want to go to the main story. That's just the blurb. Click on it. Yeah, but I want to show people the actual BBC. Taking photos in England now, terrorism. And it's section, they go section 241 of section 31(1)(a-c). How dare you, section. I mean, literally, that's what they do. Go ahead, Franchi. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying the cameras hold them accountable. When we put our cameras in their faces, we catch them in the act.
But it's like this. You have a camera in studio right now.
Yes, I do.
I've got all these cameras on you. But wheel that camera around right there to his camera. It'd be like if I was a cop in England and I've got all these cameras on Franchi. But then I go, good Lord, oh my God, he's got a camera. Act of terrorism. It's a weapon. It's going to kill us. Ban it immediately. Franchi is a terrorist. The crown. Sorry.
Well, you know, that MIAC report was something else, too. You know, if you had a copy of Freedom to Fascism, you might be a violent militia member, you know.
Well, but see, they say militia member, white supremacist, mixing that in.
Right.
And let's expand on that. Now the CPS is taking white supremacist kids. Well, they have a right to be white supremacists.
Yes,
they have a right to be black nationals.
You know, I don't agree with
I mean, Matt Chan La Raza, are we going to take all the illegal aliens kids?
Well, no, that won't happen. That won't happen because that's, you know, that's racism.
Well, just like when they were arresting my IT guy in the parking lot one night because his ID was expired. He pulled in. They thought it was suspicious. He pulled into our parking lot. I pull up. The lights are on. The cops have got him in handcuffs. I walk up. They all bowl up. They go, oh, Alex Jones. Hey, we're fans. And I go, oh, really? And I said, why are you taking him to jail? Well, his ID's out. And I said, but if he was an illegal alien, you wouldn't. He goes, you know, that's true. It's absolutely, the judges let him go. We're told not to.
You know.
You see, we are citizens, which means cash, cow, slave, scum, filth to be sucked off of. They see us, they see a dumb, stupid schmuck that'll hand our kids over to their pedophile rape rooms and not even stand up.
Alex, when I used to do loss prevention for a major retail outfit.
It's the employees stealing.
Well, it was.
Employees are.
Alex, I used to arrest illegal aliens, okay? I would catch them. In there with their wallets, with the cutouts of the green cards, just before they're ready to be manufactured, the Niles Police Department would come in, and I'd say, look, I got this guy in the act. He's about to, he's making green cards. They didn't care. Didn't want to talk about it. Let him go. Let him go.
So you could catch people stealing or just with fake cards?
I would catch people stealing, shoplifting from the store.
And it was a lot of people. I'm surprised the cops didn't help them. Remember New Orleans with them all stealing, the cops stealing? Surprised the cop didn't pistol whip you and go, shut up! Steal everything! It's ours! We rule it now! Steal everything! Including their children! There's nothing these schmucks won't put up with! I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well,
so I mean, this is key though. Tell me more about this. So,
okay, I've got an illegal.
A god.
Undocumented worker.
A god. Okay. No, a god.
And, you know, he's got the documentation ready to, of pictures of different people, his friends. He's making fake green cards. Niles PD lets him go. Okay, I got him on shoplifting charges. Okay, I got him on video.
But he's a god. But he's a god.
But you know what? We got to let him go. Because we don't want to deal with it. But if I caught some 16-year-old...
See, we got to start saying...
Oh, man, they would cuff him and take him into the police without question.
Because that is that they can suck money out of. He's in the Matrix.
Yes.
So we need to be like the illegal aliens. Stop going along with their system.
Absolutely. Cut up your ID.
Well, I mean, what about...
You got to extract yourself from the system somehow.
What about discrimination lawsuits? Because there's sheriffs on record who arrest illegals and are told to let them go, who've been in the newspaper. I mean, if they see a citizen, they see a big... It's like they see a Capri Sun, like they want to stick a straw in us and suck the juice out. But they see a legal alien, they see a stone they can't squeeze blood out of.
Well, that's what
How do we become God level like them?
Maybe we all got to go out and get, fake IDs, scrub our social security numbers, and cut up our driver's license, remove our license.
Yeah, but they would target you. Like, you've seen all the
in the system. It's too late.
Hey, have you seen how they're arresting everybody that tries to buy stuff with silver? And then a guy with a big YouTube channel I know, he went into a store where they're taking silver, and they erase his account. They're scared of people learning that you can pay for stuff with silver, and the cops are so brainwashed, they arrest people all over the country if they have $2 bills, because the store clerks are such Nazis, they think $2 bills are counterfeit, and the cops charge you and convict you of normal money.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all
all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dave in Texas, you're on the air with Gary Franchi and Alex Jones. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Gary. I was just wondering if you guys could comment on the recent declaration of the World Health Organization using U.S. schools as mandatory vaccination centers and how you think they're going to enforce that. Are they going to send people like a letter or something? Or
well, I should have spent more time on this since they came out and said that on Monday. But see, that's a blind spot I have, is that I read the official UN treaty that we've signed. Me and Jason showed it over and over again months ago on air, where it says forced inoculations, martial law, how they're going to use the schools as forced inoculations. The Model States Health Emergency Powers Act from 2002, 2003 said all that. And so we told you we were really at level six a month and a half ago. This week they admitted that. And people still say we're not at level six, even when it's in Reuters and AP. Yeah, the flu isn't real, but it's their hype to bring in international control. And yes, we're now under UN regulation and control. And the head of Health and Human Services is saying they're going to forcibly inject your kids at the schools. And it's absolutely hellish. And
I mean, the only thing I can say that can be done is you have to reject those vaccinations. You know, stand on your Constitution. Push the Constitution as hard as you can.
And the school will lie. I mean, I've got video of the police in Maryland saying it's the law with police dogs barking at the kids to make them take the shot. And then I had the state attorney on. He laughed and said, yeah, my kids don't take it. The guy doing it that I got off CNN was laughing at us on air about how stupid those people are. It's funny to them. Lawless people.
Well, like I said, you have to stand on a religious or philosophical objection and fight it as hard as you can. I mean, that's the only recourse we have at this time.
Well, you don't trust the government, Gary? You shouldn't. I mean, they only irradiated all those foster kids and gave black men syphilis and thousands of other things. You don't want to take the injections, Gary?
Well, you know, I've had enough mercury throughout my life to.
Problem is, you had enough. You'd start loving government and realize it made the sun come up. It makes the grass grow.
Well, I was hoping I'd get some more fluoride treatments.
You know where?
Personally.
You know where Easter eggs come from? The president lays them.
That's what I thought.
Like chocolate candy eggs.
I heard about that. Yeah.
You need more medication. You'd learn to enjoy those.
Little Obama eggs.
and people think when he gets on the commode that it's not chocolate eggs. They're with Al Qaeda.
Oh, the groom of the stool, right?
Yeah.
That's funny, man. That's funny.
All right, Franchi, you're out of control. Let's take one more call. You know, it's all happening here. Let's talk to Roger in Minnesota. Go ahead, Roger.
Yes, I have a question I'd like to ask both of you. I'm sure you both have heard of the gentleman, Michael Tesarian. I don't know if I pronounced his name correctly.
Yeah, I've had him on. I didn't know a lot about him. Interesting, intelligent fellow. I don't think I agree with some of his religious ideas, but interesting information.
Yeah, well, my question is, one of the things he says is that he thinks the Constitution is a fraud, and, of course, that's kind of a big thing to know whether it is or isn't, and
well, it's a better system than the others, and anything can be perverted, but no, it's Bill of Rights, Constitution, amazing. The Founding Fathers really did believe in liberty and freedom, and a lot of people attack them, and I don't think he does it out of meanness. Certainly it's not perfect, and there were different factions in there, but it's produced more wealth and more liberty than any other system, and I stand behind it.
And the other thing I just wanted to mention is Ron Paul has on his website a really good analysis today of the health care bill that Obama's trying to get passed.
Yeah, we're going to cover that tomorrow. We're out of time. I want to thank Gary Franchi for joining us. RestoreThePublic.com, Public Magazine, all that good stuff. And, hey, look at those T-shirts I gave him. You can get those right now at InfoWars.com, the Live Free or Die T-shirts, the 1776 T-shirts. You want to meet like-minded people, you wear those out in public. You will find fellow patriots available at InfoWars.com. Great job, Gary. It was great having you here in studio with us.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
You bet.
Great to be here.
Great job, crew. Retransmission with all that key info with the big story starts now at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today. Or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.